Riders, Rangers, and Rebels. Riders, Rangers, and Rebels. Season 2.
Riders, Rangers, and Rebels. Season 3.
Their mission, to bring you the latest Toku news in the craziest way possible. Riders, Rangers, and Rebels Season 4.
Welcome to the RR Podcast. We bring you the latest in Toku news, in-depth discussions, and everything else that you could ask for, all with a healthy dose of insanity. So here are your hosts, Shugun Shinobi, Dawson Rider, Jedimon, and Aerosol. Riders, Rangers, and Rebels, Season 5. Ready? Go!
Hello and welcome to our Season 5, Episode 1.
Where we're going, we don't need streets. Seriously, we're not going to need them. Later, we don't even need the streets. We're going to need directions. But not
street. We're definitely going to need directions. We went up and down that street like a bunch of times.
Seriously.
That street wasn't there because we didn't need it.
It was like when we were at California trying to get to Angel Grove Park.
We really needed Just turn right here. This is a one-way street. Are you sure, Kat? Yeah. Well, if Kat says so. Kevin, there's a car there. Like, he believed in Kat so much. He was like, just believe. Right into her car. I don't know why it was a her. But, yeah. Season 5. Can you believe it? Thanks to those of you that are still here. Kiefer, Chris, the other guy. There's like 3 people still listening after 5 years. Or 4 years, technically. But the 5th pilot. Where repiloting can be tough. Zach Braff was only in the first 6 episodes.
After everything he did for Scrubs?
That son of a bitch. But yeah, so if you're still listening, you probably understand the intricate mythology of jokes. You probably remember Zonky Butt and Kirihiko Butt. We vowed to mention that every episode. That didn't go till now.
Just like Hong Kong was going to be a thing for
me. Oh, yeah. I'm going to say it every time.
So glad you didn't.
What else was there? Was there any other ones at the very beginning?
I kind of missed Zonky Butt, though.
I feel like there was one other one that was a large reoccurring one throughout, like, the first season.
I don't know if it was the first. It wouldn't have been the... Well, it could have been, I guess, but Date's abs was the thing for a while.
Oh, yeah, that was always... That's always a thing, though.
Got to see his delicious face in that movie.
I was like, dude, lift your shirt up. And I mean that in a straight way. Like, seriously.
What a kick. Oh, Kleenex box. No one cares. But,
how do we do this thing again?
We'll have a discussion about that later, I guess. Which I never thought of any, by the way, so that'll be fun.
Oh, yeah.
We gave ourselves homework and then didn't do it. We're delinquents here.
It's just like high school.
Can I be honest and say I don't know what we're talking about?
You're the one who gave it to us.
About Date?
Oh, man, this is exactly like the teacher giving the homework and then forgetting that there was homework. And then we're the 2 stupid idiots in the back of the class who remind the teacher that we actually had homework, and now we're all screwed.
Wait, what?
Thanks, Ryan and Aerosol.
No.
Ruin it for the rest of us.
Everybody, do twice the homework. Is that better? Wait, I'm confused. Are we talking about the movie?
No, we're not. No, we're
talking
mind.
About... Something later.
There was no homework. Don't worry about it.
I actually had a college professor who was notorious for every one of his classes. He would always just kick the entire class out.
Because he
would usually just like make up some excuse. But it would always happen once a semester in every class he taught. Where it was like, you know what, if you guys don't want to learn... If you're not going to be serious, then get out. And you just kick out the entire class and basically take a day off for himself.
You're all sitting in the hallway.
What's happening?
Thanks, Troy. No, I didn't.
So now that now that Kevin's here and we're done talking about high school stories, can actually move on.
I had
on.
Like two more.
No, you don't.
Well, what did I miss?
It's 2016. We started talking about homework in high school, and yeah. So that was the thing.
I'm lost.
So, moving
great
along.
Great for one-ups.
The very first of season 5. Sorry.
Like it's any different than any of the other seasons.
It's 5 alive. I don't know. Speak scientist.
Oh, he's an idiot.
I got Grimlock and Scorn. They're neat. Go Dinosaurs. I bought Kirby's Triple Deluxe. That's actually pretty fun.
That's like super lit. Don't show that to Zeron.
It's Triple Deluxe. Zeron will have a fit. Mamie, no. Stop.
Sorry.
On podcast scolding. Yeah.
I'm a teacher and Brian's the parent. Quicker. I don't know why that was.
So, back in November.
Whoa, this is some old one-ups.
No, it's funny. Big Bad Toy Store had like a Black Friday sort of sale, and they had the 4 Classics Turtles for like $55, which wasn't bad.
Classic.
So I bought them and put them in the pile of loot or whatever the hell they do over there, and I continuously forgot about them. I would go to Toys R Us, see them on the shelf, and go, oh yeah, I bought those at Big Bad Toy Store. I should ship those out. And then by the time I got home, I would forget. And this was a constant loop until finally they emailed me like a week and a half ago going, yeah, we're going to need to ship your stuff out. I'm like, oh shit, they were in there. So,
the tentacles were in you.
I finally got those, and alongside them I got a Bumblebee vinyl, and then the Generations Legends Cosmo and Swerve.
What about Wanda?
So, Cosmo unfortunately didn't come with Wanda. Cosmo came with Space Case? Halo.
Sounds like
Halo.
Space Case, like that show with Walter Jones and Jewel State?
I never actually watched that show. I just know of its existence.
I watched it.
I used to watch it like every week.
Well, then you make me feel like crap.
He was an episode.
You should feel like crap.
He summoned an evil party.
Right.
I used to watch it because it had Zach in it, and then
it's a good.
The only Zach I watch is Efron. So,
the only Zach I watch is the one that whose dick Dawson sucks every week.
Efron. No, I'm just kidding. I couldn't resist.
Well, he does say we're all in this together.
It's true.
But yeah, that's it for me. So go on.
Exciting way to kick off season 5, Brian. I bet Aerosol has a story about saving a baby from a burning building and then eating ice cream.
Off of the baby.
Exactly. That's like the extra level of awesome. So let's see. What have I done? Nothing. Well, I'm still watching Samurai. That's going a little slower than I expected, but I'm still enjoying it. I just got done with the episode where Kevin and Mike got tied together, and he pushed Mike in a shopping cart. That was fun.
You're boring me.
So, and then what else did I feel like I watched something else? Oh, I watched, we'll talk about that maybe in a little bit, but I watched the Gaim Wizard movie, and I also watched the regular Wizard movie. But I feel like there's something else I watched, but maybe not. I'm still playing Skylanders Swap Force. I legitimately only play one level at a time. Like, I can play games longer than the hour and a half it takes for a level, but it's just, what I've talked about, so exhausting. And speaking of Skylanders, I did find Doomstone this week, and I'll need a scratch, and I'm done with Skylanders Swap Force. So that'll be a thing.
I need hot dog.
Wait, he was last game.
You need a hot dog? Brian, stop thinking about food.
Shh. This is serious.
I could go for a hot dog, but...
Are you talking about, like, the reissued one?
Yeah,
the
Firebone hot dog.
Oh, okay, because I've stopped getting the second, like, issues.
I'm slurping my own dick.
Unless I really want them. Like, Prison Break, so... But I'm done with everybody that's new. I was, like, surprised, because I was going to go to Toys R Us, and then I saw Doomstone at Walmart. I was like, don't mind if I do. And he actually plays pretty cool. I tried him out. Let's see. I did find one Age of Extinction figure. Like, I was just casually looking. wait. There. Anyway.
That's out of my dick being kicked.
Zach's. No. So I was going down the aisle, you know, for my wedding. No, but Walmart, and like,
well, that's me.
I was just kind of looking around, and there was like no Transformer section at all. And I'm like, this is odd. And I just was kind of getting ready to leave, and then finally I see amongst like this large gap space, there's one Transformer, like right in the dead center. It was just Crosshair sitting there by himself, and like there was no one else, not even like the old stuff. So I left, and then I went to go get some stuff in the grocery section, and then I decided to buy it just to have something to buy. And I'm glad that I did, because like the next three places I went didn't have anything. So it was really strange. Like, I guess someone put the stuff out early and everyone just freaked out and bought it all, or like they accidentally started putting it out and they put the one out and they're like, no, you can't put that out, and then they left it there, just the one. I don't know what its story is, but I got that just to buy it.
I'm the one.
And then from Amazon I just ordered that Ranger Keyset B and the MMPR red figure because I got tired of looking for it, and I also picked up the as an Arrow and Deathstroke figure set. It's actually really cool. The figures are really good. Except it's the Deathstroke, the Wintergreen guy version, not the new Slade version. But you could pretend it's new Slade because he did wear the old mask on the island a couple times. But I hope they do a second set with,
spoilers.
Like, with masked Arrow and, you know, armor. Like, not armored, but like his new Deathstroke costume. That'd be neat.
Show's ruined. Not going to watch it anymore.
Yeah, he wears a mask, Brian. I'm sorry. I had a spoiler. I think that's it. There hasn't really been anything spectacular going on. I just bought a couple things and been watching random stuff.
I am the random stuff.
You know it.
I guess it's my turn. Well, let's see. I don't know if I've bought anything, but I've mostly just been playing Mario and Luigi to finish it because I'm tired of having shit sitting around. And I started back on Yoshi's Island some more. I'm on World 3 there, and I'm probably about halfway through, a little more than halfway through Bowser's Inside Story. It's just as fun as I remember, and I'm hoping to get those finished soon so I can move on to other things because I want to clear the case out. Like, the game case, I don't know what other case there would be, but the game case. Yeah, exactly, I guess so, a space case. And I've just been going through my backlog of reviews, getting everything recorded, edited, and just trying to, I don't know, get shit straightened up around here, man. It's, like, I don't know, because things haven't come out. Nothing's come out this month yet, so I haven't had anything to buy, and it's kind of making me twitch, but... Well, no, actually, I did play some older Metal Rocket. I'm not saying I got Jinba Gaim finally, Arms Change, and I bought a couple of suit porn books to fill it out.
I wish I had gotten a Gosei watch instead. They only had Jinba Gaim. That was the only thing they had. I don't remember. The only upside is that they gave me they didn't make me pay the fee because I had intent of spending money.
Yeah. Like, seriously, almost every one of my purchases have been from Nakano.
Like, don't get me wrong, I love the AC figures, but I was more excited for the Gosei watch and the Armored Trans Arcan Ray set.
I want to get the Arcan Ray belt. I never did get that. I've been looking, hoping that's a cheap one, but...
Ray!
But yeah, so those will eventually get here, because I've just been doing everything Sal from Mandarake, so I'll get that in about a month and a half. Yeah. So Sal's been super slow lately. Like I can do four Sal orders, one behind the other at Mr. S. So I'll get here before one Mandarake Sal that happened before, like, a week before all of it. Because somehow Mr. S's Sal goes super fast. I don't understand how he does it. They all pass through New York. But somehow if it says CS Toys, like, oh, fuck, speed this along, Johnson. And Johnson's like, yes, sir. And just like... chucks it like he's the fucking Hulk right to my doorstep.
Mr. S greases their palms. Like with actual grease, so it like slips through their hands through customs. It's like, oh, snap. That was a terrible joke. I'm sorry.
Seriously, shit stays in New York customs for like 3 weeks. Like, it's ridiculous.
I was like 1 second away from singing Grease Lightning.
Grease Lightning, go.
No, no. Grease Lightning. No, we will not allow this to happen.
Aww.
Okay.
But, yeah. I think the soup porn I got was Kiva and Deno. I think those are the ones I got. No, Kabuto and Deno. That's what it was. Kabuto and Deno.
Glad you cleared that up.
So I'm excited about that because I like those suits, even if Kabuto sucks as a show. Spoilers. And Q Aerosol.
Tell us about the flaming babies.
Well, I carried some ice cream into a flaming building and then ate a baby.
That's an even better story. How did the baby taste? Like, was it extra crispy?
Like tuna.
Sweet.
Tuna? So like Jim?
No, there is actually a guy in Japan, actually, who was arrested for eating a person.
Oh, God.
And
that's awesome.
He's currently free, and he's kind of like a public figure, and he frequently talks about, you know, the experience of eating someone, and he equates the taste of a person to tuna.
Wow. Really? I'm never eating tuna again.
I don't eat tuna, but I would like to eat a person. And
damn it, tuna.
And gain their strength by eating their heart.
I'm never going to look at Jim Halpert the same way.
Of course, the person he ate was from Norway, I think. So
maybe that would explain.
People, maybe it's just people from Norway. Who
classic
taste like
Norwegians.
They taste like a filter fish.
Oh, man. This is the weirdest one I've ever seen. Season 5, guys. We still got it.
We still got that dick.
But yeah, that's basically what I've been up to.
Searching Norway.
Aside from, I guess I've been making like pixelated comics or something.
That,
I don't know.
That makes me
I don't know
smile. I just want to point that out. That makes me smile. I like your pixelated.
The way Kevin and I are looking at each other.
I like
you're
your angry.
You're just facing each other.
I know, but it's so like intense.
Fine, I'll change the eyes.
Thank you. Just give me an eye patch.
I just like angry Kevin and Aerosol.
Yeah.
I love Brian's ha 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 ha. Because that's exactly what happens. It's so accurate.
He just sits there laughing.
And that's all I do, really.
Yeah, I think we were wrong. I think Brian's the laugh track. I know, so I was about to say. I think Brian's the laugh track. Oh, well.
All right, so I guess it's time for the news.
Our thrilling news, which consists of lock seeds.
Apples, though.
Those, yeah, but look, that is simply a rumor. There's
How do
no,
you like them apple lock seeds?
There's no way to tell if those rumors are in any way true.
For real, yeah. How stupid was that?
It was. Well, let's remember, 2 Blue Rangers. Let's remember that.
And Killrugger and Jason David Fink.
And Mickey.
And they combine?
So the sword flips inside out to become the gun.
Yes.
I got it.
It's like a pillow pet. It's exactly like a pillow pet, but with sword guns. Oh my god, it's hilarious. What were we talking about? Oh, yes, but apples. We have not one, but 2 apple lock seeds. I knew they were going to pull all out the stops for the mascot of all fruit. Now I'm just waiting
Dawson,
for the apple lock seed.
Dawson jizzed his pants like
Grapple,
he did.
Lock seed. Those are pretty good.
Like, there was a mess everywhere from Dawson just spooging everywhere. He's like, oh, apples. Oh.
There was 2
it was
of them.
Really gross. It was fucking disgusting.
They look
so pretty
for those of you that don't know, 2 riders in the upcoming Guy movie are going to be a gold apple and a silver apple, also known as Gold Ringo and Silver Ringo.
Gold power!
Insert Beatles joke.
No actual look at what the suits look like, but you do get the picture of the lock seats, and they do look cool.
Yeah,
and they're like LS gold and LS silver. Like that's the kind of numbering they're doing.
Oh my god, with the numbers, dear god!
Gold what,
numbers
gold is
are
my
important.
Favorite number.
Gold is the best number, second to Durf.
But they do look cool, so we should be seeing. Hopefully more scans. It's from a toy catalog.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense. Toy catalog.
I really want to see what Kiwami looks like. Like, based on the couple blurry pics we get, I don't think it's going to live up to Kachidoki. It's looking very KKK-ish.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. It looks kind of like something Dawson would wear.
Like, I think it's what the kid from Jew Ranger looks like when he grows up. But, like, I'm not saying it's going to be bad, but, I mean, Kachidoki set the bar pretty high. It's a giant mustache orange warrior that kills you with fat beats.
So, I kill you with fat beats, so...
I don't know what Kiwami's going to do.
Not that.
thanks, Brian.
Yeah, like, that's kind of how I feel on it, too. I really do want to see it because I want to know what figure I'm going to buy.
Okay.
But... like, Kachidoki just looks so cool that I feel like they outdid themselves so much with Kachidoki that Kiwami's just gonna look like shit no matter what it looks like.
It looks like the perfect final form for him, too.
Kachidoki? Yeah, absolutely.
And I wonder what, like, you know, because with each of his forms, he's had some sort of, like, you know, experience and transformative, like, next step to his character. I wonder what that's gonna be for Kiwami. Because with, you know, Jimbo was deciding to pick the city.
Point where the Forest picks him as their hero. And
oh, yeah. Their champion.
Who knows?
Well, you know, the pointy hat almost makes him look like the white guy.
Huh? Oh, the Overlord?
Yeah.
But he looks more like a giant slug. He looks kind of like Rosie O'Donnell, to be honest.
The White Overlord, that's quite obviously Sagara, but we'll get to that later.
I didn't even think about that.
What?
Now. You just blew my mind.
Oh, fuck.
Damn it. Now we have to get through all of Tokyo before we even get to talk about that. God. Speaking of slugs, JDF hasn't done much. He hasn't done much this week.
Well, you know...
couple funny things today, like he's now autographing his trash and giving it away to his fans generously.
You know what bugs me? You know what really grinds my gears?
Jeff Keighley?
No, you know, I was on the Twitter and you know, he posts pictures Instagram, like all the time. It carries through to Twitter, and I was looking at it. And you see these comments from people, and it's really disturbing. The people who sit there, and I literally saw one guy, and guy, if I guess if that guy's listening, I don't give a fuck if it offends him or not, because he was like, he said that JDF gives him a reason to wake up in the morning.
I've seen that.
That gives me a reason to wake up in the morning. I'm like, what is he going to do next? I cannot wait to find out.
And of course, granted, like, I mean, we mean it in a we're making fun of JDF kind of way. He means it, like, in a, like, creepy, like, you're my lover kind of way. And it was really, it was frightening. And these people, like, I don't understand, like, the mentality behind them. And, or the ones that talk about, like, how great of a person he is. Like, I feel like they're just, like, deluding themselves. Like, it's really creepy because they sit there and think about how you're so great, you do so much for your fans and all this other stuff, and I'm like, are we talking about the same guy?
Like, the thing is that it's always like, oh, it's about the fans this, it's about the fans that, and it's everything that he does for the fans ends up benefiting him in some fashion, really. So he can say it's all about the fans as much as he wants. He's still... you don't really do something without getting something in return. That's just human nature, really.
Yeah.
I mean, look at Brian. I hug Brian in order to get a hug in return. Even though Brian doesn't always give me a hug.
Sometimes I just hump you instead.
And me!
Exactly. Sometimes Brian just humps me, and I don't get it. Like, man, you're such a role model, and you're such a great person. Like, what? Why would you want to be like this man? He goes around doing all kinds of weird, random shit.
It's like, actually entertaining.
Like,
he got robbed this week.
that. You saw the face he made when all he found was that rag? I'm like, what in the fuck is wrong with you?
He stole $25. This is a hardship, guys. Come on.
About a couple hours ago, he's actually in Detroit for
City
Comic Con.
He's going to walk through your living room. I'm going to replace you.
All of a sudden, we're going to just hear, yeah, putty, and the sound of Brian being punched in the face.
And so he's, I don't know what hotel also, he's at.
Hey guys, JDF here for my new podcast.
He took a picture outside of his hotel window, and it's like, I can't even tell what it's. It's like the hotel sign or something. He said, not much outside my window, plus taxi took 45 minutes to get to hotel. I was accepting more. And he meant expecting. But I'm like, okay, way to mock my home city, bro. Thank you. Sorry, our hotels are shit.
He mocks pretty much everything. He mocks I was hoping that when he came down here to the Myrtles that freaking Marie Laveau would just, like, take him back down to the underworld with her.
I don't understand any of these words.
The Myrtle?
The Myrtle. It's a haunted plantation down here in New Orleans.
Okay, got it.
It's he recorded there with him and his posse for My Morphin Life.
Remind me not to go down there.
Yeah. Anyway.
And but now we think he's keeping tabs on our conversations with
Goldar
and Mahan.
Oh, he definitely is.
That stupid Goldar and Elmira picture.
It's like he knows.
He knows everything. Now he's signing random trash and giving it away. Like,
I mean, that's pretty funny. Like, it's like every day he finds a way to top it. It's hilarious.
And one of my friends was like, why doesn't he just sign pictures and give them out? I'm like, because then if he went to a con, he wouldn't take their money for getting an autographed picture because they would have one already. So by giving them a signature on a luggage
candy
tag,
wrapper.
He still needs to get an autographed picture next time he's at a local con. So, it's a money ploy.
It's not about the fans. Yeah, that'll be $50.
it's crazy.
Like, it's... I don't know what's wrong with that boy. Like, he just... Meanwhile, here's Kerrigan over here just doing crazy shit, following everybody. Like, being Goldar.
Today he was getting chewed out by his sister for being on Twitter. That was pretty fun.
Really? I missed that.
That was a couple hours ago. But yeah, that's all in the realm of news and JDF. Why does he have a fake mustache?
JDF? Because he can't grow a real one. The steroids.
Okay.
That doesn't even make sense.
He was putting up pictures of his wife's tits.
Yeah, because she, like, put a bullet down her boobs by mistake because they were at a gun range. Oh, JDF. He was, like, making sure to get right in there, too. Like, all up in there. Yeah. Oh, JDF. At least he gives us something to talk about during slow news weeks, honestly. Unfortunately, he hasn't been finding any objects out in the world and chasing his cast members.
Venus? Oh.
But that's unfortunate because that was funny.
I really look forward to the day when our new segment doesn't have a JDF corner.
Yeah, actually, but that would actually mean that someday. He was dead.
That's not awful at this point.
Or that he was seeking medical treatment for insanity.
Or altitude sickness.
Yes, well.
I'm still just mad that Brian was bad-mouthing him on his video. I mean, seriously, dude, how dare you?
How dare you attack the legend?
I crossed a line.
There, I know, it's like, I like how that's crossing the line. Like, crossing the line would be like, oh, I'm a murderer. It's like talking about JDF.
That's not
like,
crossing the line.
It's like...
There is nothing wrong with murder.
I got a comment on my MMPR1 that said, this boy's crazy. No one wants to see any other version besides Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. I imagine them being black because of the way they said, this boy's crazy. I just imagine it being like some like wise black woman.
I just like how the day after I put out that video, I had to write like this big long defense on why JDF has lost it. Because apparently I crossed the line.
I still love that thread.
I haven't heard from him. I don't know what happened to the guy.
Oh, got told. We're like toodles, and he was like, oh, I better get out of town.
At first, I thought you meant JDF. Seriously, I did. But, you know, and then I love the Sentai purist over there talking about how,
I
like
the guy that admits it. I'm a self-admitted Sentai purist. I'm like, whoa, that's like admitting you're in the KKK. Or like the Nazis. Or both. The Kotsies.
Like you?
Oh my god. But like, I don't understand those people. Like, and I mentioned before, it cracks me up that they will get offended now. And they're like, I think that's a really offensive term, Sentai purist. It's like, come on, son. Like, it's,
you know,
so
what you are.
They're so close-minded, it's ridiculous.
Like, Sentai is a holy art form.
They
like,
treat
what?
It like it's this amazing thing. I've seen so much Sentai that's just trash. Jute Ranger, Mega Ranger. It's like, there's so much Sentai that's just boring as hell. It's like, I'd rather watch Power Rangers filler than Sentai filler, to be honest. Partly
that's
because
only because you don't have to read.
Yeah, but I don't know, I just find it to be more entertaining. Sentai filler is so boring sometimes. God, Mega Ranger is so boring.
Alrighty.
Guys,
speaking of boring, it's time for
the show before Gaim.
I see y'all people here just pissing
me off. I was joking.
You better be joking, son, because you better come for my train. You come for my train, I will come for you.
Actually, to be quite honest, I'm not very amused by Tokyo Dream.
Yeah, it's...
You come for my trains, boy, I'm going to come for your ass.
That doesn't even make sense.
It don't have to make sense, son. I'm going to kick your ass. I'm going to come on down there. I'm going to tan your hide.
Do the jingle.
Jingle. Jingle.
Jingle all the way.
Put that cookie down now.
I want a Turbo Man doll.
Now I want a cookie.
And a Turbo Man doll. With Anakin Skywalker. Superhero Taimu.
That's retro.
I know. I like it though. Tokuja Shupachinko Gaim Beat Riders. We cut that plot out a long time ago.
Beat Riders, no stage.
We got done with that shit. It was fucking stupid. This is episode, what of?
12.
Tokyo 12. Mm. And we were introduced to Cho Tokyo, the first step to Choo Choo Tokyo, which is fine. I enjoyed this episode. I thought it was really funny watching the four people who are not right just all of a sudden have day jobs. Wrong.
How did they get jobs that quick in this economy?
I thought it was kind of funny how the big dilemma was, oh my god, you turned all of my friends into normal human beings. They're productive civilists.
Tokati
god,
was
I can't
working.
Fucking talk. I hate citizens. Everything.
Tokati was working at Dunder Mifflin. He was like, Dwight Schrute? I kept wanting to caption it and just write in, Dwight Schrute. That's what he was like, sitting in the exact same desk position too.
Like, you turn them into productive members of society, they're all dorks. Like, that shit was funny to me. But yeah, I enjoyed it. I like how the Emperor dude is a chubby chaser and is all into Greta.
Getting rid of Greta, I'm getting rid of the...
Well, you saw that. He was all into her. He's like, ooh, I like those rolls, baby.
That was kind of creepy.
It was really creepy. She was going to stab him. She had a little knife. I'm like, bitch, you can't reach.
Stabbing to them is like foreplay, though.
True.
That is certainly true, and I do like stabbing someone.
Bitch, you can't reach.
So this episode was okay. I didn't have too much of a problem with it outside of the towards the end, the when they kind of all remember that they're Tokugers, the way it happened was just sort of because.
Yeah.
Like, they just, they just have their passes. And
he imagined
they passes. Remembered that they are who they are because. Okay.
Because of right. And
it was
bond.
Because of science.
Science rules.
And, you know, like, what's his
he
name?
Masturbated with science.
But, yeah, like you said, it was an okay episode. It was better than the normal episodes, but honestly, I don't know if anyone could tell, but I'm pretty bored.
I gave up last week, if I'm being completely honest. I just didn't really want to rant about it.
It's just, it's kind of, honestly, it's kind of reminding me a little bit, like maybe not quite as extreme, but of watching Mega Ranger, where it's like, I remember I have to watch it, and it gives me that same feeling in my stomach as when I remember I have homework. It's not like it's the most awful thing ever, it's just, especially when, like, being next to Gaim makes it worse. Because Gaim is so good.
Even if it wasn't next to Gaim, I'm not invested in any way. I'm not interested in what's going on. That's not to say that the show is bad. There are good aspects about the show, and I can't fault people for liking it. Because...
Good.
The characters are likable. I don't dislike any of the cast. The designs are still really cool for the villains. It's very cheery and upbeat, and, you know, there's nothing inherently wrong with any of the episodes. You know, it's still okay, well, that's amusing, that's fun, but now it's over. So, but, you know, that's just not really carrying me. We're a little over fifth of the way in now, and we're only now getting stuff that's kind of going on. Admittedly, the main villain is kind of fun. I kind of like the idea of a villain who's more obsessed with light than he is darkness.
Zed is a pretty fun guy.
When he parties,
like how he's basically just dicking around.
He's the Brian of villains.
He's kind of like Long. He's just bored. He's like, I like light. And y'all are cramping my style because you're all like dark, 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 dark.
Y'all are
damn
all
it,
like
I want the cuter, cuter.
They're like, yeah, y'all. He's like, y'all are all grimdark, and I'm not about the grimdark.
I want the wiggles,
sir. You realize you're the Emperor of Darkness? Don't care.
I was like, yeah, that's just details. We can work that out later.
He did mention something about there being a bit of light in Gritta's eyes.
That's interesting.
Gritta can't be evil. I mean, look at that face. It's
she's
terrifying.
Like a baby.
But...
I like to imagine she'll go through a transformation later and like her body will be super sexy, but she'll have the same face. It'll freak everyone out.
So she'll be a butter face? That's upsetting.
Oh my god, I'm terrified now.
Nobody likes a butter face.
I just figure eventually at some point in the show she's just going to turn hot. Like, just
I
freak
hope
everyone
so.
Out and just like be... Hell, turn human and be hot.
I can
you always picture that when you're looking at her.
Yep.
You know, it was funny when they had the scene where they were all remembering and they gathered around each other with their tickets or whatever. I was thinking about, I wonder, like, what kind of relationship the Six Rangers are going to have with them. And then I was thinking, they're such unreliable narrators. They could just put the Six Ranger in and be like, oh, yeah, there was always six friends. Remember? And, like, redo all the flashbacks because they don't remember anything.
How would it feel to be the friend that everyone forgot?
Well, it'd be funny.
The story of my life.
Do they have last names?
No.
No?
Oh, damn. I was going to think they could just Google themselves.
They're the Samurai Rangers.
Well, if they had last names, they'd be like, oh, who are we? Just Google it. Just look up your address. It's like, we're looking for our hometown. It's like...
They're the Samurai Rangers. They don't have last names. They don't have anything. They're just there.
Two of them had last names.
Those were shoehorned in.
Jaden and Mia both had last names.
Currently, I'm kind of thinking that their hometown was probably where the Shadow Line started.
Probably.
That's what I'm thinking. So, I'm glad we're on the same page, Dickwad.
I'm on the page that's getting ready to go to Gaim. I don't know about anybody else. But
I don't got a whole lot else. I like the Cho Tokyo suit. It looks pretty
good. I think it's really great. I like their attack. I like anything involving the Diesel Rusher, really.
And that silences a cue.
Yep. All right, so Guy...
Brian doesn't know letters.
That silence was quite obviously shaped like a Q. Fuck you.
So where should we start? Well, Takatora is alive, dick. Which was pretty obvious.
Oh, damn. Spoiler alert.
I'm trying to talk.
Oh, I didn't know you were allowed to do that. Here, I'm sorry.
So he's alive, and he's all bandaged up, and he's apparently being talked to by... I didn't even think about that being Sagara. Did you hear that, or did you insinuate it, or what happened?
I'm guessing.
Well, because I was...
I felt like they had the same voice. Well,
because I rewatched the scene a couple times, because I was trying to pause it when they were giving flashbacks of, like, that terribly animated town. You know, old Potteryville. And when I could tell when they were showing the overlords killing people, were they humanoid? Because I'm like, I'm trying to figure out if they looked like humans before, or if they always looked like that.
The silhouettes were of other invests. They looked just like, you know, the overlords.
So were they insinuating that they were killing their people that turned into invests and not just people?
What happened was he chose a select few to become the overlords. And then, you know, those select few eventually began killing each other. So,
like the invests started infighting? Okay. Because I was confused as to whether... I thought he was saying that the overlords we know were wiping out the previous people, like the actual people, like just the civilians that were, like, you know, pottering it up, and then they got killed. And so I was... Because I was trying to figure out if these people were human-looking. That's what I was trying to figure out.
That's not at all what I took from it. I took from it the actual story.
Look... That is sort of what happened.
Well, and I have comprehension skills.
The bottom line, people died.
Yes.
Roshiro is voiced by the narrator in Oz.
Who?
Who's voiced by it?
The white overlord is voiced by the narrator from Oz.
Oh, that explains why he said count the medals, and then Takatora was like, what? He's like, I thought it was funny because of your name. Ah, whatever. That's good.
Yeah, like, the thought of it being Sagara occurred to me, but I don't know. I mean, because we know that he has connection with them. He has interaction with them, but...
He has an erection with them?
Yes.
Well, that's what I heard.
But,
Well, that's what I said.
That's interesting to think about, though, if whether or not it's him. I mean, we're pretty sure he's, you know, at least an overlord. And you know something I did think about also from seeing that movie is we haven't seen future Mai in a while.
Last time we've seen her was when Sagara was on the roof that one time.
Yeah, so it just seems like it's been a long time. And I wonder what she plays in it all.
Yeah, so we got to figure out her role in all this, what's happening there. This is... there's so much we don't know about this program and the story.
I didn't think of something only just now.
I'm proud of you.
The white invest, when he was talking to Takatora, was actually asking him about the belt and everything. He seemed surprised.
Oh, yeah.
Takatora demonstrated it to him.
There goes that theory.
Damn it, Brian! You blew my mind for no reason. Now I gotta put it back together.
But admittedly, Brian was on to something. Like I said, it even occurred to me, too. We have no clue what Sagara is.
But I expect to not be able to be fooled by Brian. You, I expect.
I completely forgot about that part. Because he was... I love that we had that scene, because, like, a week ago or 2 weeks ago, I was wondering, like, what their... You know, thoughts? What are your thoughts on drivers? No, but wonder what they thought of, like, the way the human race dealt with it, because they, you know, obviously succumbed to the forest with this, and I was just kind of curious what they thought of the fact that we made armor out of it. For a second, I thought Takatora was going to turn into a sunflower seed rider. I forgot that you could just use lock seeds like that.
Something interesting that I didn't notice about the belts that, you know, the scientists were using until they showed it in this episode was that it doesn't have the little knife.
Oh, I didn't notice that either.
Yeah, so from what I gather, they probably can't transform.
Yeah. But I just thought that, like, when he first picked up the Lockseed. I actually thought when he put the Lockseed or grabbed the fruit, it was going to become Melon. He was going to transform and just show him what they do. But yeah, so he found out a bit more about that. We found out through the Invest, so essentially, their civilization sort of went through what Ryoma wants them to do and, you know, have the strongest survive. And he would be very disappointed if the humans went through the same thing. So I think this will probably strengthen Takatora's resolve to go a different route than what...
Especially because he pretty much said, you guys are no better than us. You guys are fucking stupid.
But I think that'll give Takatora resolve when he returns to go against what Yggdrasil's original plan was and, you know, with Gaim and try to prove them wrong. I'm not...
Yeah.
What else was going on?
Michi's working with Cid.
Oh, yeah, he's working with everybody.
Michi's a whore.
He gets around.
Michi's that guy on Big Brother that nobody likes because he's working with every side and playing them all against each other.
I like the way he sort of manipulated Coda's powers. He took advantage of the fact that Coda had heightened senses while using Jimba Peach.
Though I like how he assumed that Coda switched forms because then he started talking. Again, he was done firing. He's like, okay, that should be good enough. I'm like, dude, what if he was still Peach?
It is a weird lapse in logic.
And how did he know how far away he was? Like, what if he had been like, help, help, shoots tree, and then Coda's like, bro, what are you doing? and then he just runs. Because it was kind of out in the open. Or what if Baron had walked by or something, or anybody, I don't know.
Well, Baron already knows that he's a little fuck.
Well, though. I know, but still, it's like, it was pretty obvious.
He had already had that meeting with Cid, so he told Cid to take care of Baron.
Oh, yeah, that's right. But, you know, I do like the way he plays all the sides, because the way I see it, whenever he's talking to somebody, whether it's Ryoma or Cid, Michi's on his side. He's not on anybody's side. He's just trying to essentially play all the pieces on the board himself, which is just classic Michi.
I like that line that he's basically like, I'd rather be in debt to a god than actually be
a god indebted to him.
That's just so Michi. That's so Michi is the new Disney.
That's so Michi. It's the creeper he can be. That's so Michi.
I really enjoyed that line. It was great. Something I find really amusing, and it's just that now that Kaido is sort of back with everybody else and actually kind of interacting with the rest of the plot, I guess, he's the only person that Michi hasn't sort of tricked or bribed or, you know, taken some sort of underhanded approach. Because Kaido is so invested in himself. He doesn't care about sides or anything else. He is so focused on becoming stronger that he is not willing to put up with Michi's shit. And he actually calls him on it, too. He's the only person in the show who is, like, kind of prodding Michi. Just all throughout this episode, just like poking at him.
I was like, dude, I don't love care.
It. He's like, hey, Kaido, you want to form an alliance? What are you talking about, alliance?
The only alliance is me, myself, and I. Me being myself, or me, myself being the Sengoku driver, and I being the Genesis driver. This is my team.
You know, that was interesting. That reminds me, I didn't expect him to really ever use the Sengoku driver again. He kind of quick form changes by swapping him. I mean, why go Super Saiyan 1 when you can go Super Saiyan 2? It's just, I didn't expect him to ever use it again. I mean, I guess Gaim does, but that makes sense since it's the icon of the show.
I guess there's a possibility that the Genesis driver can't harness the power of the Lockseeds like the Sengoku drivers can. So he has to use a Sengoku driver to use the lock seeds to beat himself or whatever the fuck they do with him?
I saw off. A couple of people kind of mulling this one over because they were questioning why Michi didn't keep his, you know, Ryugen suit and change to Zangetsu while Kaido kept his Baron suit while he was using Genesis driver. And they kind
different
of
systems.
They kind of theorized that because Kaido just switches belts while in transformation, that's why he keeps the suit. Whereas Michi completely de-transforms and then re-transforms.
Well, you know,
because
Ryoma made that Genesis driver specifically for him with like the Baron base, so I just assume they're compatible, like software. And Ryugen and Zangetsu were completely different rider systems. Yeah.
Well, have we not seen him actually just outright use the Genesis driver, go straight into it before?
Yeah, the first time it premiered.
Yeah, so
like it's a belt thing. Like the suit, I think I saw once somebody use that explanation. Like, well,
I've said it before.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but like I was reading people complaining about like, you know, all the bullshit with Go Gaim's terrible or whatever. Like that, the explanation is, oh well, the belt has the suit tied to it, so, you know, of course Zangetsu's Genesis driver is going to make the Zangetsu suit. If Ryugen had his own Genesis driver, then he'd have like Ryugen Shin or whatever. But as long as he uses the one that Takatora was wearing, it'll give him the Zangetsu suit.
Yeah.
Which to me makes sense.
But I just didn't expect to see it again, at least not this soon. It just seemed like he'd upgraded, and the suit's fairly similar-ish looking, so. And, you know, I was thinking about it, too. I couldn't really think of a situation in any other series where a rider, I was speaking of Michi, you know, had two different suits he was switching between, like two different, completely different rider identities. Because, I mean, there's been, it's like in FIs, everyone, you know, swapped around. It was an orgy.
Yeah, well, I mean, but FIs, those belts.
But it was never like they you know, switched like that.
Kaizu
like,
he went, did that once.
What did he transform? Oh, didn't he frame somebody?
He had both belts at one point in time.
Okay.
He used it to frame.
That's Kami. Right. Damn. I forgot about that. But it still is a pretty rare occurrence. But Michi kind of is like Kaizu, except he's not obsessed with Fat Miu, he's obsessed with Mai. So, but yeah, I forgot about
and
that.
It's pretty unhealthy.
That was actually not too different of a situation of what Michi's doing now with framing his brother. But yeah, I just thought that was interesting because, you know, it's a completely different system. But next week is you know what was really crappy about this week was, you know, obviously I'm not really a fan of having to take another week out of Gaim for a crossover, but this week I was so annoyed because it was one of those weeks where I wasn't paying attention to how much time was passing, so I didn't realize the episode was coming to a close. And I was like, oh, what's going to happen next? And then all of a sudden it's a shot of Kikaider's ass, and the show ends. So I was like, damn it! Because I didn't know they were going to, like, tease him this week other than, you know, a potential promo. So it was super annoying because I was super into the episode. So it's just kind of annoying to have to take out
this,
when the momentum's so good.
This special, as opposed to the Tokuger special, where it fell in a spot where Gaim had kind of gotten to this point where you could theoretically take a little bit of a break and kind of jam something in there. This
oh,
one...
Oh, God.
Yep. This one... God damn it.
You said it.
I know. I just realized I also said jam and it's fruit, but
oh my god,
you just got jammed.
But whereas right now we leave off on such a big thing has happened. One of the overlords has broken into the human world. Like that's a big deal.
Yeah,
but now all of a sudden, boom, Kikaider.
Yeah,
so
Kikaider
it's. It's
fucks
a much.
Shit up.
It's a less like optimal spot to take a break in.
Yeah,
like
and,
I'm trying to. Oh, go ahead.
Oh, sorry. I was just saying, any of other stuff dangling, like you know, Takatora making his way back.
I'm trying to figure out why they teased him at the end. When last I heard, the Kakatar special actually takes place
before
a couple episodes ago, like before all this shit went down.
They probably just promotion to get people psyched about the crossover.
So the same reason we're doing the whole thing to begin with.
Yeah, it's really
Can't they just, like, you know, air the crap out of trailers during superhero time, or, you know, put it in the opening theme? I don't care. Just it's like, it makes me have to wait more to find out what's gonna happen.
I forgot it was a thing, and then.
I mean, I knew it was next week, but I didn't expect his ass to show up. I haven't seen your blue and red ass in ages.
Yeah. Yeah.
I thought it was Heat Trigger for a second.
Yes, double disappear.
But guy was
a boo-doo.
Next week should be interesting, at least, and I'm looking forward to regular Gaim coming back, but we'll see.
Yeah, I want to get more of this fucking story, because Gaim is keeping me on the edge of my seat. Also the edge of my underwear.
How does it keep you on the edge of your underwear?
I don't know. I'm still trying to figure that out, but it does it every week, consistently.
Because when, by the time you reach the edge of your underwear, wouldn't it be, like, on your feet?
You don't know my life.
Has Gaim, like, slid your underpants down your legs?
Seductively? And now they're
kind of dangling there? Like, you got them wrapped around your ankles and it's kind of hard to kick them off?
Yeah, it's, you know, you don't know my life, okay?
You're just, like, analyzing this. Kevin's like, well, you see, pants.
Colors are what pants are made of, okay?
True story.
So,
why are we still here?
Speaking of pants,
why am I not leaving?
Now it's time for Garo's Corner.
We can never settle on a jingle.
Nope. It's always the same bass, but it changes every single time because I can't fucking do it right. But anyway.
So this episode starts out hilariously. So this lady is about to be murdered by this ghost. And this ghost, like, it comes in and it's dressed in, like, formal wear or whatever. I don't know. But it does this, like, jump scare where it goes, like, it screams. And it's fucking hilarious. Like, it's supposed to be scary, but it's... I laughed. I laughed every single time it happened.
Like, it happened multiple times, because it was, like, the same method of death for every time it happened. And I still couldn't get used to it. I'm just like... I'm like going, this is supposed to be frightening, but it's not. not a whole lot happened here.
No. We got a little bit of backstory on Raiga.
Yeah.
And, I don't know, I like the idea of the horror being someone that Raiga knew as a child.
Yeah.
But, yeah, not a super lot happened. I didn't mind it. I didn't really have too much of an issue with the episode. A little bit slower than the previous two, but I don't know. I for it only really being like a one-off thing, I didn't mind the little, like, scenes we got between Raiga and the guy who is now the horror. It was cute.
It was doable. I guess you can say Mayuri's somewhat humanizing a little bit. Not a whole lot.
Yeah. She put on a dress. She's totally a real girl now.
Yes. That's what Pinocchio taught me.
She pretty much is Pinocchio. Only her nose doesn't grow longer.
It'd be kind of weird if it did. I wouldn't put it past Garo, though.
Yeah, I feel like there should be more to say. There kind of isn't.
There really isn't. Next week we get a nice... I mean, the episode title is Mythology, so... It's got to be something good.
But yeah, it was kind of a slower episode, which is... I don't want to fault it for that, but... It was just kind of a... The story of the horror was just kind of playing on this tragedy, which tends to be the way Garo goes about things. It was kind of a standard episode mixed in with some little backstory with Raiga.
Yep.
I can't remember. Was it the storybook that he said that Gonza said belonged to Raiga's mother, or no? It was the dress.
It was both. The book, I believe, was the book that she wrote in series 2.
Oh, okay.
But the kimono yukata, whatever the fuck it was hers too. Which seemed to fascinate Miyuri. I don't quite understand that, but
she's turning into a real girl. So
real girls wore that. I want to be a real girl too. Okay. Note to anyone listening, that wasn't actual dialogue. We're just being facetious, but.
But yeah, it was an okay episode. Standard, doesn't not a whole lot to really say beyond that. So
yeah, poor Garo. Hopefully next week.
Well, this does tend to be kind of the way Garo goes for the first 7 or so episodes.
Yeah,
in a season.
Starts off kind of slow and then ends up picking up eventually.
Yeah, and hopefully this one follows suit.
One would hope.
Cool.
And that yawn is a signification to move on to Rambletown. Because now it's time for Rambletown.
More like Randall time. Yeah.
That's a joke no one gets.
Well, I get it. That's all that matters. It's like we said, this season is the jokes you should know, but...
This is a collection of the jokes you should know, but probably don't.
That's exactly... This podcast is the only podcast with, like, a deep mythology of inside jokes so far that we don't even share some of them with the audience. Sorry.
Need, like, a joke codex?
That would be perfect.
Why would I share? That creeper guy made.
Need a what?
Way back when the creeper guy made a wiki about us?
Oh, yeah! I forgot about that. Remember that... I can't remember his name now, so it was like a pointless story, but there was some weird, like, obsessive guy on the forums, and, like, we had to ban him, and then he came back as somebody else. Do you remember him?
Oh, I know who you're talking about.
I just don't remember his name. He's probably listening right now. Sorry, obsessive guy. But
oh, yeah, your mom.
Thanks, Mom. No, but I don't remember the guy's name, but was he involved with the wiki? I don't
remember.
No. But that was pretty funny. But anyway, speaking of wikis, Pokemon, this week Frogadier was in it, and this was one of those episodes where the only thing I really enjoyed about it was the fact that I got to see one of my favorite Pokemon in anime form. Other than that, there wasn't anything spectacular about it that I remember.
No, it was just Froakie going through ninja training.
Ash tried to walk on water.
That's real. He was not kidding. That happened.
It's unfortunate, and that's a highlight of an episode.
I forgot about that.
Well, my highlight was seeing Frogadier, so...
Oh my god, the guy. Fuck. No, the guy's name again.
Clown?
Yes. I was just about to say...
Silas?
Yeah, Silas. I don't even know what I was going to say about him now. Did he do anything in this episode? No.
No, he had those shoes from Portal.
Oh,
and then
yeah.
He went flying in the air, and he vanished for a while.
Classic Silas. But yeah, is anything happening next week? I don't know. I don't even know what's going on. Like I keep up with the screen caps from the Japanese episodes, and nothing's even happening there. It seemed like we were catching new Pokemon more often in Black and White because Ash had like 20 people on his team.
Ash had a whole like squad of Pokemon in Black and White.
But unfortunately, if he does that in this game, he'll just catch all the Pokemon in the gen by mistake. Although they're really hard to find there. It's like mainly Pokemon from other generations with an occasional Dedenne cameo.
It's unfortunate that I think the early part of this season was set up well, mm-hmm. and it felt like it was going to be a good season, and then it just kind of devolved into
filler,
like same kind of Pokemon shtick.
You know, the one thing I will give it, though, is the battles are still well done. I mean, the animation's a little better. They're a little more interesting. And at least Ash isn't as dumb. Like,
that is true.
In the especially the first part of Black and White, he was, like, even dumber than he was when the series started. So, at least he's not as dumb. And I do like Silas and fucking blonde chicks, whatever, Rosemary.
Serena.
There we go. And the little girl, Carly.
Bony?
Yeah, Bonnie. I like them more than Silas and Iron. Damn it! That wasn't even on purpose.
Oh my god, this is brilliant.
Iris,
you're so
and
awful.
Iris and Silent. I like them better. I mean, he does kind of get annoying with his science bit, which is essentially just like the connoisseur thing, but with science. But I just find them in general to be more tolerable. But it has gotten pretty boring. Like, to be fair, they're being accurate by how long it is between gyms 1 and 2. I mean, even if you're not Kevin, it's a long haul. Did you fall asleep already? There's no way!
No, it's not me.
Oh.
Oh, that's not me, I promise.
Oh, it's Alex Mack. Oh, wait, I'm not supposed to know that yet. Oh,
What are you talking about? That's not relevant at all.
No, Alex Mack,
we ruin more jokes this way.
I'm sorry. I won't ruin anything anymore. Vagina. Anyway, I'm just kidding.
Let's turn this entire podcast in reverse.
Okay. Other than, you know, the dumbass episode this week, I know the Aerosol, I watched it live. Brian, did you watch it live? That Pokemon TV thing?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I was.
Pokemon TV thing.
The creeper guy in the bathtub?
I want to see a creeper guy in a bathtub.
That really turns me on. It was awful.
It turns me on.
That thing was a colossal cock tease. Not the guy in the bathtub, but the trailer.
I love cock teases.
So to sum this up.
Oh, God. I just got back.
Hey, welcome back. And
to the same old place that you left about. Welcome back. Your dreams were your ticket out.
I am so, so sorry. I am David Tennant. Changes. So, so sorry.
We ruined more podcasts this way.
Who'd have thought they'd lead ya? Yeah, where we need ya. Well, we tease him a lot, but we got him on the spot. Welcome back.
This is our fifth year
doing this, guys. Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back.
You should have
anyone seen Welcome Back, Cotter?
No.
John Travolta? Like, before we knew he was gay?
Didn't we always, though? Grease? I mean, come on. Anyway.
So as I was saying, to sum up what happened, they're like, Pokemon Get TV, they're going to do the first footage of Orass. And I just like calling it that, honestly.
Orass.
And so I was like, oh, yeah, so there's a stream and everything, and people are watching. And so
the stream when I pee.
There's a guy in a bathtub at one point.
He's like going into a kid's house and takes a bath and makes him
there.
Wash him.
And so this middle-aged Japanese man went into this
Stress.
Kid's house and was tasked with finding the plushies that you can currently buy at Walmart. And so he's digging around this kid's house, looking for where the kid supposedly hid the plushes. And he's, like, taking baths and shit. It was really weird. And then at one point...
With the kid?
They were... Yes. They were trying to... No, that actually didn't happen. They were promoting toys.
No, actually, the kid was bathing him at one point.
Yeah, that was a thing.
True story.
They're trying to promote the toys, so they've got the toy of the Mega Ring, which I bought a special set of, and HLJ still doesn't have it. Go figure. And so, like, he Mega Evolves and then gets a child... And then the child assists him in helping find the kid's plushes. It was really weird, and then at the very end, they're finally like, oh, here's Oras stuff. and it's literally, like, only 5 seconds of, like, what could just be the opening intro cinematic.
Yeah.
It's Grodon coming out of, like... Did he come? He didn't even come out of the ground. He was just there roaring and shit.
He came out of
a vagina.
He came out of the water. Okay, that makes sense. Good job, Grodon. And there's like a big fireball, and then Kyogre comes out of the water, and it's all like, "Ooh, Kyogre stuff." And it's that was it. It was here's all that. It was the biggest cock tease ever. It was
for all we know, awful. It came from Pokemon Coliseum.
And worst of all, is like right after this. Like, the minute Pokemon Get TV finished, the Pokemon YouTube had it up. So, not only was the footage we've seen completely irrelevant, they just went ahead and put it up right after the show. You didn't even have to sit through the guy bathing.
And they make you watch, like, a full episode of the original anime.
Yeah, they
but
do.
But in all fairness, why wouldn't you want to sit through the guy bathing?
And, like, the show started, and just a bunch of colorful Japanese people rush out and start talking really fast. I'm like, I have no idea what's going on. And then they put a picture of an Eevee on the screen, and I was like, oh. And then they just started putting pictures of Pokemon up, and they kept talking. And from there on, I was in. But it was fun.
I saw someone mention that because the... because all this kind of happened so close to... Nintendo's, I guess they had like a meeting, their financial meeting or whatever.
They had an investors meeting.
They kind of assumed that the limited game footage and what was, you know, the announcement video, which was just 30 seconds of white with the box art, was more or less just a slide to show off, to be like, okay, well, you know, we have a net loss, but here's Pokemon kind of thing. Which, I mean, if it is from that, I can kind of understand why it's so short and disappointing, but...
Like an Asian man's penis.
Yeah.
I like that idea of we have a financial loss, but here's Pokemon! And they're like, yay! I assume that's how all meetings go.
Someone at some point brings out Pokemon.
Like, that's the way you just cheer yourself up.
Oh, I thought that was what penises are for.
No, there's no penises.
Speaking of penises, TMNT.
Right? I always watched this so long ago. Like, I obviously remember what happened now, but I don't remember it in detail. But then I remember Slash was there, and Fig Newton was there.
Slash was there, and Machete was there, and it was awesome. And Casey Jones is all Goongala.
Like, of all people, it was really funny, but it was alright. I liked the bits with Slash because it was actually somewhat of a development for him, but everything else in the episode was really kind of just meh. We've already went over this whole... Oh, I'm a human, I'm useless shtick with April not too long ago. And to have it again with Casey just felt incredibly repetitive. Especially since Casey already proved that he's capable.
Yeah.
It felt really stupid. But like I said, I like the bits with Slash because I do feel that it was character development for him, but it just didn't really do much else besides that. But
what? I don't remember. Like, I barely remember Neutralizer. What was the last time we saw him? All I remember him is him attacking. What was his point?
He was a guy trying to kill the Krang or something, I think.
Okay.
I know that's what he's doing now, but I think that's what he was doing then as well.
Because all I remember is him attacking, but I don't remember, like, why he arrived or why he left, under what circumstances. I just knew that he looked familiar. To be honest, I don't even remember how Slash's storyline left off last time. I just remember he was, like, mugging people and taking off their masks, and then there was another episode.
Well, no, the last time they saw Slash, he was they freed him from the Krang.
Oh, okay. I forget a lot of stuff. I have so many shows to watch, man. But I can't keep it all straight.
Wow. Just fucking wow.
Well, it's very hard to keep straight. I was like, is this the one where the chick from Frozen showed up at the end? And I was like, no, that was Once Upon a Time. So I was very confused.
Right.
Cool.
Two thumbs up. So,
yeah, I pretty much agree with what Brian said about it. It was kind of meh. I found a lot of... It was kind of weird hearing Neutralizer speak, just because the last time we did see him, he didn't. So, I don't know. And a lot of his dialogue was really stilted.
Yeah.
You know what? I bet in this episode, Mikey probably said something funny, and I probably laughed at it.
Mikey... He didn't actually have too many lines.
Yeah, damn, but he was still
how
funny.
How can I be wrong about that?
He was still pretty funny. He's Mikey. He's always funny. Like, I know when I think about Mikey, I think about him being the coolest man alive. And
not a man, he's a turtle.
You can't prove that.
They said it last episode.
Your mother...
Okay, I think that's enough of this. Okay, so now it's time for the Facebook celebration thingy reading, yeah.
You don't know what you're doing, do you?
No,
that was the worst jingle ever, but also the best.
Exactly, it was a win-win. Or a lose-win, or yes.
Yeah, it was a yes. Alright, so this week's, well... question. I don't know why there was like hesitation whether to call it a question.
I didn't know what to say because it was a question but it was also a call to arms. I didn't know what to do.
Well,
Facebook call to arms of the bi-weekliness doesn't have the same jingle to it, really.
I prefer it. But
you know, I have a question.
We have a grand total of, wait, I can't count. 6 hosts.
I thought it was reading. Sick. How the
Durf.
Hell do you...
No, we got DERF hosts. I'm sorry.
You are the worst person in
existence. There's the cat.
There's five of us here. And
I didn't know Mei Mei was
won't
here.
Shut up.
Roll call.
I didn't hear Mei Mei. I have a question
Stop.
About this question before
what?
We do it.
Yes.
Question.
On my when I look at the page, it tells me that Dawson posted it. Can other people see that? Like, can they see Dawson's name?
No.
I was wondering that... Oh, okay.
Because I was concerned.
Like, if that happened to Batman, I'd be worried. Like, Bruce Wayne left this post. Oh, shit! Like, that's what I equated it to. I'm like, my identity!
I was concerned for Dawson's safety.
Okay.
Because if Dawson dies here, how will I kill him when he comes down for my wedding? Well, I mean, nothing.
Now that I found out your cornfields are haunted, I'm not going. Or whatever was haunted.
Cornfields?
Something is haunted.
The Myrtles is a plantation. We don't have cornfields in New Orleans. We have sugar cane.
I don't know crops. Like, what normal person knows what crops were?
Well, think about it, Dawson. We have sugar cane and we have cotton, okay? Think about it. We have a lot of black people. What did they used to do? They picked the cotton. God damn it, how hard is this?
Anyway, where were we again?
For those of you that don't know, we're joined here by Chris because we needed him for a future segment.
From HG.
Actually, it was a past segment at this point, right? No, future.
No.
It's future.
No, it was
doing this out of order.
It was sideways. It's a different time.
When are we?
I ask myself that every day.
I don't know where I am or when I am. And
anyway, after that long introduction, the question was essentially just to share your favorite memories or quotes or anything from the past 5 years. So, I guess Brian's first.
Man, I guess.
I mean, you don't have to share. Well, you do, but not now. Oh, that's the homework! Oh, sorry. I just got it!
Are you stupid?
Oh, man! Classic Schmozby.
It took you almost an entire podcast.
Well, I was confused because you were talking about the guy movie, and I was like, what?
So, Gary Baker says a bunch of stuff, and then, as far as memories go, the entire cookie debate, the entire 90s episode, which you guys need to do again at some point, well, and the other general shenanigans each week. Oh, and one more thing, I have a thingy, and it's not final. Thanks for 5 years of hilarity, and here's to 5 more, guys. That's a long time.
We'll be here. Aerosol might not. He might sound a little different. It depends on how this goes. Cetus Lapita says, I love the guy puns because penis. That's essentially an answer that merges Kevin and I's personalities.
Exactly.
Oh, Kevin,
well,
you get
the same
favorite person.
So just ask Jeff. I do. I got Fize Daniel here. So we have Muhammad Fize Daniel, perennial repeat commenter on all these Facebook things. And he left us possibly the shortest response ever. Wow. 5 years already.
Oh, we're reading
it's like
thing.
I've started listening to the RR podcast just yesterday. That's what she said. Wink.
Why does Fize Daniel sound like the guy from Phone Booth?
Because he's that creepy. Anyways, there's a lot of fond memories for the past 4 years. I don't understand.
Now
I've committed
like
to this
from,
I remember the Overrapu Judenchi moment when all of you never expect that battery to say, poo. Epic funny moment. Colon D. Also, stop doing Ryan Seacrest's impression. During the Tiger and Bunny reviews, Jedi Mon and his wacky microphone, the cookie debate, Chenix with his perfect English. Remember Hermo was a stern fight? That one Facebook question? Truly exquisite English right there. All the great moments with Corey Gong. The RRR podcasters hoping, I can't even read. Mike Dawson tonight in the JDFs. Yeah. Train.
He just whispered a yeah. Classic Dawson.
Dawson doing his signature NRG. Everyone emphasizing Kaidojin in the most flair way possible whenever he shows up during Dan Ball Sankey discussions. Gaim puns, Dawson and his white Blaster Beetleborg. And other memories that I can't describe. All the 4 years listening to this podcast. Don't forget about the jingles. He loves the jingles. Favorite being the insert Power Rangers title here. Summaries with Shuki, Cha, love it, less than 3. May the RR podcast bring Toku and other stuffs in the greatest way possible for the next 5 years. I guess that's a smiley face.
Well, okay. Alan Brown says, the retrospective Ranger Rambles have a special place in my heart because that was around the time I first started listening.
And then it got canceled. Sorry.
I like how this is a comment that Chris gets.
Thanks. Mark Cruz says, penis.
Well then. Okay. So George Hansen Jr. says, there are so many great moments in our history, but one stands out at the top. This year's episode that featured a discussion about Kmart and how it's one of the most magically terrifying places in the universe.
It really
that
is.
Happens
it's frightening.
Times.
No joke, the outside of one of mine looks like Sona.
Well, Kmart is really frightening.
Excuse me. So. I was there the other day.
It's Sona? They,
yes, I was down that way. No, and they had the Age of Extinction deluxes out early. And so I grabbed them and took them up front. They wouldn't let me buy them, and I got really pissed.
Worst place on earth.
It's an awful place.
Corey Gong says, one of my favorites is when you guys were recording the podcast on the mini highway and the small vehicles wouldn't go around and kept honking at you. I want to know what someone that doesn't listen to the show thinks when they read something like that. Do they think we're really on a tiny highway?
I hope so. I really do. Like, the four of us are just sitting there huddled in the middle of traffic with microphones. Let's see. Chris Nichols says, every time someone uses a hashtag in these questions, hashtag cause fucked awesome.
Hashtag forever Pikmon.
Jared Castile says, the greatest moment of the 5 years in RR history is the addition of aerosol cause fucked awesome. I don't know about you guys, but I like this one.
I don't see a like on Facebook there, though. That should have happened. That's how you like really make it official.
I think it's funny that you got that answer.
Jeff Moses says, still the season one skipping of Ghost Ager while Jedimon watched it. I listened since day one, so many memories. Love the names you give the characters, especially early season. Also, remember when you did sound effects, smiley face?
We did give the characters pretty awesome names.
I also remember the sound effects, because Kevin would like freak out with who got the toy first for the sound effects. Like, it was a big deal.
I remember the couple times when, like, we were doing double, and they did, like, rapid form changes. And so Kevin's over here scrambling trying to make the right sound effect at the right time.
That was fun for me. I just want to point that out.
Who's next?
Oh, Ryan. Me.
We can.
Enrico Pablo Gutierrez says, love that you guys like Lord Zedd, like shiny pips. Jay and Uchi. Smiley face.
All right, Chenick Stewart says, man, 5 years? Seems like it was just yesterday I saw my first Sequinch... Oh, he just plugged you there. Click here for the best reviews in town. And thought to myself, man, that is a man indeed. I had an extra man there, because Brian's just so manly. Probably my most favorite moments of the show were Kevin's old microphone, Dawson's antics during those moments made me laugh very hard, even when listening to the podcast at work. Any other moments would be the April Fool's episode, the birth of aerosol, Kevin's new microphone. Man, Kevin, you need a good microphone.
We had aerosol's birth live on the podcast. Holy shit.
I was pregnant with an aerosol can, and...
Oh, God.
No.
That hurt coming out, let me tell you.
Oh, God. Oh, let's see. Oh, God. Kiefer Martin, because I get all the short comments. Kiefer Martin wanted to compete with Fives Daniel and says, 5 seasons? Man, time flies. I still remember that night I was so shocked to hear about that Kiefer guy who keeps commenting on my favorite podcast. So many wonderful moments to choose from, including the greatest ramble time ever with discussions of everything from reboots to old 90s shows to ladies abandoning their babies and bee swarms before running into a screen door. The classic RR and RRs that started a lifelong pursuit of hair tips and Trooper Tron's dance career. The always intellectually stimulating relationship advice segments. The Pokemon Pun-palooza. I don't know what a pung is.
Who's showering?
Well, I'm curious.
This is a very productive episode.
Like, someone just starts showering mid-podcast. That's no.
Oh, wow.
He broke me. The amusing typos over the years. Hermo sure was a stern fight before he did that Chodicus. Rider Zero Ramble Time, where Elmo made an award-winning cameo and Bumblebee got killed by a stupid cop. The Gen 5 Pokemon discussion. Small moments like Jedimon soundboard shenanigans. Dawson's obsessions with Cyrus, Island, and Bill. Aerosol's daredevil lifestyle. The numerous foods that Shuki has ingested in recording that he made absolutely sure we knew exactly what they were and how delicious they were, and of course, any episode where cookies were involved or Jack Black's existence was put into question. Here's to 5 more seasons of me tweeting completely insane quotes that I somehow didn't make up. One last note, next year is also Bearzilla's 5th anniversary, so be sure to have a piece of ice cream cake in front of a green screen in his honor. Bearzilla.
Ice cream cake. Bentley, when are we going to steal from the Contessa, or do I have to, like, pickpocket some more guards first?
I don't know why Kiefer talks like that, but I thought it was funny.
Okay. Peter Lee says, I loved RRR in RRR so much. It perfectly fuses your hilarious personalities with serious love for the stuff you guys like. That's one, if not the best part of the podcast. I wish you guys would bring it back. Why won't you bring it back?
So does everyone, apparently.
Even if it's for stuff like American TV shows like How I Met Your Mother.
How would the costumes discussion work? Oh, I love the suits Barney wore.
We could just go on like a 10-minute rant about the ducky tie.
Swords. The Fiero was my favorite.
I like how you guys can make the best.
That one taxi on New Year's.
God damn it, Kevin. I like how you guys can make the best of a bad situation. Like with the Skype recording mess ups. The way you guys make those funny are pretty awesome. Robot Pokemon rap and podcasting on the tiny highway are the best examples of all of these. Also, RR the movie is the best convention adventure ever.
You know, that's right.
I forgot about the robot Pokemon rap. That was pretty fun. Yeah,
that was great.
I don't remember that at all.
That's, well, you were the one pokey rapping and your microphone fucked up.
Oh.
So you wouldn't have heard it.
Oh.
Okay. Andrew Booth says the first part of season 3, episode 51, through Kevin's one-ups. Pretty much Kevin singing a lot.
He goes on to say that time I killed President Lincoln? That's not right.
Chris, aren't you the last one since you got really short ones?
Poor Chris.
Elias Mendoza. There was an episode where something happened to Brian's mic, and he said, son of a beach, and Dossum said, Brian just turned Mexican. The time when Brian said he hated China, complete with titties, or Jedemon talking about extends pill and breaking walls with his dick.
Chris saying titties is the greatest thing that ever happened to me.
That's the sole reason why I pushed it onto him.
Oh, thanks, Brian.
Anytime, buddy.
Best thing ever. Oh my
There's
god.
There's nothing wrong with some good old fashioned extends.
So everyone, where's your homework?
I didn't know there was an assignment.
Can't think of anything?
Not really. I mean, doing the show and listening to the show are different. And I don't really remember. Like, Kiefer's sitting over here tweeting shit from, like, a season 2. And I'm sitting here wondering what was wrong with us.
We're all sitting here wondering, when did that happen? I don't remember saying those things, doing those things. But Kiefer does.
Yeah, because we can't remember it like we're watching a TV show, because it kind of all blends together. Trying to think of some of my favorite ones.
To me, it's kind of funny because when you go to it's almost like when you go to a convention and you sit in a panel and people start asking the actors questions and they go, I know I made that episode. I don't remember shit about it. Because I was the one doing it. Exactly. That's exactly what I just thought of that. Like, we don't know what the hell happens. We just do it and move on. And then people like Kiefer sit and listen to it and remember every bit of it. And that's kind of a cool thing. Like, he knows it better than we do.
I've seriously asked him before about things, if I needed it for one of these, like, anniversary things. Like, he's, like, the first person I go to.
He's the expert. I'm trying to think of some of my favorite ones, though. I mean, I agree. Our funny moments were, there were some really good ones, like the VR Troopers and stuff, because we watched a couple episodes, but for our analysis, we looked at pictures on the equivalent of Ranger Central and laughed at them. and talked about it for an hour. That's how we
did it. I've never watched VR Troopers, so...
To be fair, when it comes to VR Troopers, that's about the same thing.
It's really difficult to watch that.
So the fact that I was in that discussion is a miracle in and of itself. I had no business being there, but...
that's why we resorted to pictures.
Yeah, pretty much. But, you know, I liked a lot of our random discussions, just because it's almost like the ones that are the most random... I always end up being the ones that are the most fun, because when we try to be serious, it doesn't always work. Like, well, obviously it doesn't work because we're retarded. but I don't know, like, it feels, you know, because we just start talking and when we start rambling about nonsense, it feels more natural. And that's when all the laughs and the hilarity comes about, because we don't know what will happen, as opposed to, okay, let's talk about Gaim. And then we try to just stay within the confines of a 30-minute show, even though we can talk for Gaim for 20 minutes and Tokuja for 3. That's actual. No, it actually is a true story, because I was listening to an episode earlier where we did just that. so, yes, it's a true story. But...
Everyone keeps bringing up the cookie discussion for everything, but...
That was pretty funny.
I think
that shit was hilarious.
The cookie discussion kind of highlights our show in the fact that...
We will make fun of anything.
Literally anything can happen because someone says one thing. And it can just spiral completely off of whatever we were talking about into something completely different and completely unrelated to Toku. And I think that's kind of what makes us different than all the other shows that are very
structured.
Not to say we're not focused. We're focused at being stupid.
We've had some good discussions, though.
Oh, yeah.
Our discussions have been really good.
I'm not saying stupid as in, like, but
that's a different timeline altogether.
But just stupid as in random, I guess. I could have just said random. Fuck it.
You know, speaking of... I honestly can't remember, like, everything we talked about, but one of my favorite discussions was that one... Kiefer brings it up sometimes. It was like, it was a discussion about random 90s show. I think that was when I said Big Boy and Busty or something. And I just remember that conversation went everywhere. And I just remember it being hilarious.
I like the Neo orgasm.
Oh, yeah, that was early on.
That was, like, episode 2 or 3.
I enjoyed the highlight of me having to host the podcast on my own for 30 seconds. And a much theme. Aerith and I have had some times now. It was like, I felt like we were, like, home alone. Dad's not home. We had free reign.
I mean, there are some things I remember, like, me singing a lot. I just enjoyed doing that because part of why I enjoyed doing it is because... I like the reactions, not only to just me singing in general, but also to these guys going, I cannot believe you know the words to that song. Oh my God, what is wrong with you? And it doesn't matter what song it is, like, oh my God.
Well, you seriously know the words, like, everything.
I can't help it. I hear something a few times and it just kind of sticks in my head. So I've heard enough different, like, you know, songs on the radio and just different things that I picked them all up. And my brain works like, you know, like Google is a search function. As soon as you say a phrase, the first thing that pops up is what I say. And half the time it's an obnoxious song. And then I start singing it and then everyone goes, God damn it, Kevin.
You'd be great on those lyric shows that don't exist anymore.
Yeah, I actually used to watch those for a
you
while.
You would have been good a few years ago. Too bad you're past your prime. you know, a good person to ask about this is Chris. What are some of your favorite moments since you're actually a listener?
God, there's so many. I think the best parts are like the little... almost like jokes, like the Tiny Highway and Kaido Jin, and like when you find other people that like get those jokes, you feel like you're in a little community.
Yeah.
No one else can get that.
I saw you use the big comfy couch moment thing the other day, and it just made me smile. I'm like, it's out there. It's going to be a thing.
That's the only reason I know that is because of you guys.
Yeah, that is pretty funny when you see that. It's like we talked about earlier that this is like the only show with like an in-depth mythology, like where you might have to get like one of those giant compendium books to get everything.
Kiefer is the compendium.
Yeah. I want my own Kiefer.
He's like the Kengo. We made like a physical object into a person. And that's Kiefer. He also might be a prospector. But that's for later. I don't remember if you ever told us, but how did you like find the podcast or us in general? I know you sent us an email, which is where the Chris from HJU joke comes from. Because you're like, it's Chris from HJU. And we're like, oh, I wonder what his username is. And it was literally Chris. He was not kidding. That guy's a straight shooter.
Not as much as you think.
Oh, that was unintentional.
Oh. I used to watch all of your reviews, and like I saw you on HJU. Oh, so that's where everyone was there. Yeah.
Okay. Our origins start from there. That's pretty funny.
How's it turntable?
Oh, that's good. Yeah, because I was curious, because Chris was one of the first people to send us an email back when that was like our main communication, was that old email address. I bet that thing is just like filled with like VistaPrint stuff now. Like, yeah, it's just...
My email client's hooked up to it, and I can vouch for that.
Okay.
Currently, it is Twitter for Business, Twitter, PayPal, VistaPrint, Twitter for Business, PayPal, Twitter for Business, VistaPrint, Twitter for Business, VistaPrint, Twitter for Business, and you get the point. It's all PayPal, Twitter, and VistaPrint.
Oh, it makes sense. Oh, I'm trying to think if there's any other moments, though, because there's so many funny ones. It's just, it really is hard to remember it.
Yeah, well, when you do the show, it's like you guys were saying, when you do the show, it's kind of hard to keep track of what you've already done. Because, like, even when I was going through all of the past year's episodes, I kept finding stuff that I had completely forgotten about. And it was only stuff from, like, a few months ago.
Yeah.
So, like, even in that short of a time, we tend to forget about stuff. And it really is some of the, like, weirder stuff that tends to stick out, like the cookie thing. The cookie thing has become infamous at this point. But that does tend to kind of stick out because you... To us, it's more or less like we're just kind of talking to our buddies, more so than is kind of a show.
Yeah.
So you don't always remember every conversation you've had with your friends, but when you guys are like at that really good moment at night, when you're all kind of so tired that you're almost a little drunk, so you're all just really weird and everything. Like, those are the moments you remember, because you just have the weirdest, just in most insane conversations you can think of. Just a couple of weeks ago, we ranted about macaroons during the Pokemon discussion, and I declared my hatred for France.
Sums up an episode. You know, a good example of that is also all the times we say, was that recorded when we're talking about a conversation? Because we talk so often anyway that it's like, we can't remember what's real. I mean, it's all real, but you know what I mean? What's recorded and what's not.
Well, some of it's in Brian's head, but...
True.
I make some stuff up.
Well, somebody did mention, those were some pretty funny days when... Whoa. Baby Cordy. when Kevin's mic used to spaz out and go shh, and I remember like I made up like fictional characters weathering a tornado or something. I was like, Dale, get back in.
Power dies up. Power dies up.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that too.
Alright, I legit panicked when he did that. I was like, what the hell? My microphone's broken.
And Brian's old robot days, like Brian was traumatized from that. Like anytime anyone said Bumblebee, he was like, guys, am I robot? Like, for a long time, he would think that was the signal. Oh man, I forgot about that.
Like, seriously, anytime we'd bring up Bumblebee, I was like, oh shit. And I like unplug it and plug it back in.
That was pretty funny. I forgot about Power Dizer too. Oh, good times.
But yeah, you did make up Dale in the.
Yeah. In the I was like, wind. All these various characters, get back in the truck! Oh, that was good.
There was like, I think there was like a Cheryl or something. He had an entire family.
Yeah.
Janice.
It was Janice and Earl.
I haven't seen their black asses in ages. Man, I forgot about them. Remember the times that Kevin's parents woke him up? Because, like, you're not allowed to sleep at Kevin's old house. It's like a sin, like, wake up! You're not allowed to sleep.
Yeah, they don't like me sleeping. Still don't.
They call you to remind you of that.
But what else? Well, I'm trying to think if there's anything else really good.
I'm sure.
Every time our old dog would bark at Dawson whenever he wanted to talk.
And I sounded insane. Quiet down, dog! There's nothing there.
Like, I just thought that was funny that, like, because she wouldn't do it when me and Brian would talk, and then all of a sudden Dawson would go to speak, and you just hear dog bark. It's like she knew. Oh, that was fun.
The Ghost Ager prank was good. I know that's Kevin's favorite.
I hate all of you for
Remember
that.
Remember the Shinken Red figure art prank? People, like, loved that. I didn't think it was that funny.
There was a t-shirt of that.
Oh, yeah that's right. Damn.
Turns out I freaked out for nothing because they quit Sentai Figure Arts, like, 12 figures in or whatever. Like, they were like, oh, we're just going to get bored and go home.
Remember the Go Eat Cock thing and the Go Eat Cock shirts we have? That just looks like an advertisement for Burger King for some reason.
I never got one, actually.
I wore my I Heart Kenji Matsuda shirt out the other day. I hadn't worn it in a long time.
I don't know if I ever wore it out. I have it. I've worn it around the house before. My mom thought it was weird.
I'm just curious what people think. Like, it's just I heart Japanese male.
So you mean your mother found it weird that you have a shirt that says you love a 40-year-old Japanese man? I don't understand why she would think that's weird, Brian.
Wow, weird. How dare she? Leave my fetishes alone.
You're so stupid.
I think I've mentioned this before, probably a couple of anniversaries back. But it is kind of a weird experience having listened to the show for a couple of years and then being on it. Just because I kind of went from being the guy that doesn't know what's going on because your jokes are so inside jokes that I listen to those first few episodes, and it's like, I don't understand what these guys are talking about. Why is any of this funny? This isn't really that entertaining. What's going on?
You're the best. And the best part is that we feel the same way.
As time went on, you know, you kind of, the more episodes you watch, you kind of catch on a bit. But now it's like, I'm on the other side of that, and I legitimately feel bad for people listening in who have no clue what we're referencing, because we reference these things so frequently.
So, in conclusion, Aerosol feels bad for the people that have to listen to this. I think that sums up the anniversary on a good note.
In conclusion, we really need that compendium. Someone get on that.
Yeah, Kiefer, get started.
Well, Kiefer, you've beaten every video game ever, so you have free time.
My favorite moment is when Kiefer was born. When Kiefer's name was no longer Kiefer, and it became Kiefer.
Poor Kiefer.
I still can't believe that was like the best possible flub you could possibly do.
The queef heard round the world.
I'm uncomfortable now.
How do you think I felt when you said it?
Oh, good times.
Giddy like a school child.
Reminds me of the child-bearing crackers.
I don't even remember that one.
People.
It's the blooper.
I mean, I remember it, but I don't remember why it was said.
Because he was trying to say cheese-bearing crackers, and he said child-bearing. It's like my favorite thing ever.
You know, I like any of the times that I would just say a random phrase and then automatically next sentence. Dawson, you're so racist for that.
Oh, those are my favorite moments.
Talking about Dawson clubbing baby seals for J-Lo.
And also, it's Mr. S's fault for being gone. We're like, oh, the teacher's not here, let's go wild. And I was like, I'll type Ultimate Spider Monkey into the chat. Never knew it would lead me here. 3 years, 4 years later, still with the racist jokes. I don't even know how Ultimate Spider Monkey is related to that. Still.
It was that one guy.
It was some Jewish guy.
No, he legitimately was Jewish.
I'm sure.
He's like from Israel. It might have been, is it that John like, from Israel?
That's
him,
not Jewish.
A different guy?
No, I don't think it was him, no.
Oh, but it was another person in Israel, oddly enough. I don't know why it's odd the person's from Israel, but anyway, it was some Jewish person. Dawson hates them anyway, but...
So that's a nice way to end our anniversary episode, or at least our anniversary segment, because now we get to go on an adventure.
Okay, so in honor of our anniversary episode, we decided to timeline skip. Now, we've experienced time travel before in the podcast, as you could tell by our constant issuing challenges to Brian, which he never seems to want to keep, especially when Aerosol and I host the show by ourselves. He made us look like we were insane. Seriously, this is what Brian said. Interesting, Brian. Dude, he didn't say anything.
As the editor, I found it more
entertaining,
fun to make you guys look insane. But
I was honestly hoping he wouldn't insert his own voice because I agree. It was funnier to have us sound crazy.
It's good. In all fairness, you guys are insane.
But yeah. I'm just upset that the segment called Brian's Dump never made it into the titles. But anyway, so in honor of the anniversary, we actually decided to do this, which we've been planning for a while, but it took a long time to construct this fictional machine that will take us...
We had to build a time machine and everything.
To other timelines, which are a result of what would have happened if different paths would have happened and happened and stuff.
Basically, parallel worlds.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. So,
we had to break down the bonds between the universes, and it's quite dangerous, the space-time continuum, but you know what? We said, fuck it, let's do
this.
There's
a small chance we'll get attacked by tiny horns, we could speed up again, we don't know.
Yeah.
Honestly, any of that could happen.
So. I accidentally killed Mickey's other world self, and now I have to pretend to be him so his grandmother doesn't get lonely. That was just in the test run.
You know what's funny is it took me a second, and I thought you were talking about Mickey Mouse for a second, and that show went dark.
So did I.
Where was Minnie during all this? Anyway, so we are doing this via
a
machine
just me.
That sounds suspiciously like the computer that used to co-host the show. And so, beep boop, beep boop.
Now entering the timeline without aerosol timeline.
All right, so...
This sounds like a terrible time. I don't want to do this.
So this is a timeline in which Aerosol never arrived. Let's see.
I don't even want to know how this is going to turn out.
Let's see what we have to say. So how about that gun this week, guys? I really like those suits still.
There's fruits involved.
Dude,
and
fruits.
I love
fruits.
Pretty incredible.
And his
fruits are awesome.
His sword is an orange, still, after 30 episodes.
Dude, that one dude's a banana. Bananas are like penises.
I'm a banana.
I thought it was pretty funny when I forgot what I was going to say. I lost train of thought.
That's all the time.
Trains, that's like the other show.
Yeah.
Like trains.
How boring was all that talking, though? I mean, they're like, blah, 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 with this boring plot shit. Just show them hitting each other, for God's sake.
I know, right? And that one dude, I think he raped somebody. It was really creepy.
I heard some people saying Michi might be evil. I think they're crazy. Like, he seems all right.
I think Michi's the nicest guy in the show.
I mean,
I don't
he's
know.
Just a creep, for God's sake.
I think so, too. I mean, he did so many nice things, and I mean, he's just trying to save the world. I mean,
grapes are awesome.
Brother's suit, but I think he's just trying to keep it warm for him. I mean, how rude would it be if Zangetsu got back and he was like, fuck, my suit's cold. I mean, come on, guys. Michi wouldn't do that to his brother. He's just trying to help. And,
I know,
like,
right?
What a nice guy getting that fly off Kota's head last week. I mean, he clearly saw it right on his head. I mean, what an
idiot. He's like, oh, shit, I gotta shoot this fly off of his head. Oops. Oh. I missed. You hit him in the back. Oh, my bad.
He's such a good friend, Dakota. I think they'll be BFF Facebook friends forever. Nothing will tear them apart.
How much of a dick is Kaito? I mean, he attacked Michi. Why would you do that?
Isn't that the guy that stole the Wild Swords?
Yeah.
Kaito?
He was an ass, too. It's something with that name.
I think it's similar.
He's Kaito. He is, like, the king of kites. Kaito?
I avoid kites. It's outside, and I don't like physical exertion.
Boing. For the love of God, don't leave me here.
I don't even think I want to be here.
That was a disturbing timeline.
Can we please move on?
To be fair, I thought that other Dawson made some good points.
Yeah, you would.
No? Alright.
To be fair, that other Dawson is probably just as illiterate as you.
Alright, well, let's find another timeline. Let's see. The Black Babies one, we'll save that one for later. Oh, this one sounds fun.
Now entering the opposite timeline.
Huh. This place doesn't look that different.
How opposite is it?
They kind of look the same.
Hey guys, and welcome to Riders, Rangers, and Rambles. Well, everything is joyous. Well, the Toku fandom has just had another beautiful day today. Isn't it just wonderful?
They're all just fucking
morons. Damn, all of them. Negative attitude. Pish posh.
Yeah, Brian, you're always so negative.
People suck. Everything just
Everything
sucks.
Is brilliant right now.
You know what sucks, Brian? Your dad. Your dad sucks.
The Tokugers in their beautiful suits and Gaim and its fruitiness. We should just celebrate its fruitiness. Chris would agree with me.
Oh my god, I just realized that Gaim was a fruit.
Oh, Aerosol, you and your antics.
I didn't even know because I'm not even watching the show.
Did you pull a Gosiger again? Gosiger? Brian? Oh, me and my fumbles.
I just looked at the fruit, and I just decided that it wasn't worth my time. I mean, if there's going to be a show about fruit of all things, then it's as fucking stupid as fruit.
But the blood is so excellent.
You cannot have a good plot with fucking fruit.
Oh, stop it about our dads. Our poor fathers never did anything to you.
I don't really know what's going on in the show, but I like it.
Well, how about that?
There was more filler because I don't really know what's going on.
But we have that Kikaider episode coming up. He's going to be. I mean, what a true
what's
veteran
a Kikaider?
Hero.
Kikaider fucking sucks. He's all red and blue, and he doesn't know what he's doing. He's all because he's a robot.
So he's the double form, right?
Hey, yes. We all talk to each other.
He's a heat trigger ripoff, is what he is. Fuck that shit.
He's all old and busted.
Now.
Just like your dad, right?
Exactly. Just like your dad. Love it.
He said your catchphrase.
Classic Devin.
Like Captain Awesome Devin?
Can we move on to like an excellent show like My Little Pony?
Oh, again with the ponies, Brian. I agree they're bright and colorful, but I just don't see much of their value. But I respect all those opinions to those who love it.
I wish we could go back to Forza.
Forza was a great show.
You know who's an inspiration? JDF. I mean, he really gives back to the fans.
I want to be just like him someday.
Just today, he gave us a glimpse at his wife's boobs. I mean, who else does that?
I didn't mind that.
I like boobs.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm Captain Negativity, nice. But even I can't deny that one was nice.
You know who else has nice boobs? Your dad.
Saw that one coming.
So did he.
That's what she said.
Oh, you're good.
That's what he said, too.
Well, that timeline was interesting.
Oh my god, that one was worse than the last.
Why was I wearing a sweater vest?
Why did my voice get progressively deeper as the timeline went on?
I don't know.
That Brian was very disgruntled.
And he was wearing a leather jacket.
Kevin was pretty much the same. Oh, damn it! We took a passenger! Damn it, you're supposed to get off. We don't have enough room in this timeline machine.
Now ejecting Cordelia.
Bye, Cordy. If she appears again, I can't explain that. It's just a resistance time energy. Oh, look. This looks like a fun timeline. The CS Toys podcast timeline. Let's see what that's like.
Now arriving at the CS Toys podcast timeline. Shut the fuck up, Kevin. I am announcing the timeline.
As wordy as ever, computer. Thank you.
Do you guys hear that music in the background?
Just on a
constant loop. That sounds familiar.
It's on a constant loop. It's kind of annoying.
That just sounds familiar. Oh, look, there's us. We're all wearing promotional gear. Let's take a look.
How would we wear promotional gear?
Brian has his eyes taped into slanted. They look really slanted.
I can see everything, Brian, and we're supposed to be taking a look right now. And if we don't quiet down, other us is going to hear us, and something's going to happen, and we're going to end up with RRCS Toys Convergence.
Sorry, we have to quiet.
Exactly.
Hello, and welcome to the CS Toys Podcast, the only podcast brought to you by CS Toys.
Shop at CS Toys! We are very excited to have you for this one.
So, I placed an order the other day, and it was pretty sizable. Was
it at CS Toys, Brian?
Oh, of course. Where else would it be?
Sponsored by CS Toys.
Don't shop anywhere else. I mean, AmiAmi isn't CS Toys. It's got vowels and stuff in it, but
they just don't have the level of customer service.
Why would you purchase
things from anywhere that isn't CS Toys? I mean, that just baffles the mind.
I mean, we did have a bit of a rough patch for a while, but thanks to Shark and his colorful words at that meeting, we got things straightened around. And ever since then, it's been good.
We almost had to cancel the show, but
it was rough there for a while.
It was, but it worked out. Bye from CS Toys. But I got trains.
Superman is my hero.
And more trains and locks, because that's all that's being sold right now.
Oh, Brian, Mr. S wanted me to ask you, are the tentacles still in you?
Always.
Okay, I was just
embedded so far up my rectum, you have no idea.
I was just checking.
And you know, I hear Pat King's on step 12 of that 12-step program for his alcoholism, so that's
good.
You know,
let's hope he makes it through it. You know, Pat Prince really can't do this by himself.
He needs Pat King at, 100%.
I'm not even sure who would be packing the stuff in a different timeline.
I don't either. Maybe some intern? I don't know.
Pack intern? That doesn't even make sense.
You're right. Bye from CS Toys.
The only true Packle. Packle? Packle. It's like bagels from iCarly, but with Packle.
Packle.
Speaking of iCarly, bye from CS Toys. They're fantastic. Well, for now, we're going to take a brief break before our next segment. Here is We Will Rock You on Loop, followed by the Ghost Ager theme.
I love this one.
Yes, man. We really sold out there, didn't we?
Yeah, there's a lot of promotion all over the place, but it actually wasn't too bad.
Did you guys notice Aerosol was... Where was he?
Well,
I was never part of this, like, the CS Toys chat room, so I guess...
We picked up Aerosol from the RR website, and that wouldn't have happened if we were the CS Toys podcast, so it makes sense that he wasn't there.
That makes sense. I wonder what he was doing in that timeline, though.
Masturbating.
Not being happy.
Probably eating pizza.
That's what he's doing right now.
We are the pinnacle of happiness.
Oh, God.
I like my answer better is what he was doing, so.
All right, so I guess we'll dial into this new timeline, the Shukun Shinobi podcast timeline. That sounds interesting.
Now arriving at the Shuku and Shinobi Podcast Company timeline.
I like the sound of this one.
You would.
I don't. Sounds like a bunch of bitches.
This sounds like what happened when Brian got disgruntled that one time and he was just fed up with us and we went into timeout. Oh, let's take a look at what this is like.
Hello, welcome to the Shuku and Shinobi Podcast Company, and we're totally better than the RR podcast, because they be bitches.
We got better prices. They don't even have time to talk to their clients. I don't know why they have clients, but...
Look, you're lucky I brought you.
Well, I was the only one that went with you.
I came with you.
Well, you were working at the bowling alley. So
I came back from Thailand for this.
See, it works perfectly. I mean, I'm Pam.
And I'm the other Ryan.
But this podcast is going to be even better. We're going to stick it to that. Aerosol. Charisol. We'll work it out. Charisol. Charizard. I choose you.
Charizard, I choose you.
Oh, man. Guys, come on. This has gone on long enough. Can you please just come back to the RR podcast?
Nope, you're done.
Just chip.
Come on. I mean, why is Chris even here? You already had me.
Look, he was British and fancy, and I wanted him over here. And you know what?
His name
isn't
even Ryan.
I'm going to take all your listeners and kill them all.
Ryan, you can't do that.
Why not? I was just getting hardcore.
Finally.
Okay, so for this podcast, I think I can offer you free delivery.
You already offer free delivery.
They don't know that.
Oh, we guarantee that we have free delivery. We guarantee it.
Guarantee.
Guys, you are a podcast. Of course you offer free delivery. This is ridiculous.
You're ridiculous.
You know what? I'll show you all. I'm going to leave and I'm going to start my own podcast company.
Why?
Okay. We are willing to buy you back.
Oh, how the turntables.
I'm pretty sure you can't afford me.
Our balls are in your court. Look, we're prepared to hear your first offer, but we're also prepared to reject that offer. Take their first offer.
I am willing to give you Kevin.
That is insultingly low. Can you think we'd even take that? At least give us Creed.
Okay, Kevin and Creed.
Deal.
What about just Creed? Wait. Let's think about that.
No, you said to take the first deal. I took the deal.
Look. I don't know where this is going.
I don't either. Let's just go back to the way things were.
Well, that timeline was short.
Yeah, that was a really strange time. They really didn't seem to know what they were doing.
It seemed very disorganized. It seemed like the roles were changing all the time.
Apparently the band Creed was about to show up.
Oh. And Chris was there acting all fancy.
Why did Chris replace me?
Me higher.
Guys, you aren't planning on replacing me with Chris, are you?
No, you are.
Oh, yeah. We already did this.
You forgot already. See, you've been around Dawson too long. Forgot things you said 30 seconds ago.
I've been on this podcast too long. I don't know which way is forward and back.
Well, I think we should be able to remedy that with this timeline here. It says brightest timeline, so let's go to that.
Now entering the brightest timeline.
This one can't be bad. It's bright and happy.
Bright and shiny, just like that cult from Bubble Boy.
Kira and stuff.
Kira! Man, she was hot.
Yes, she was.
Alright, let's see what they have to say. Alright, so we just got news that Disney is going to be adapting the next series, Power Rangers Rail Force. What do you guys think about this?
I don't know. I'm excited. I mean, they're doing great with this dino thing. I mean, they already did a dino thing, but we got another one going now. And
I think my only complaint's the use of force 12 years in a row. They could skip a different word. But you know, the production has just been so good, and the acting quality has just been top-notch as well as the writing, and I can't really complain too bad.
Only good things can come from Disney continuing to own Power Rangers.
That's totally true.
And I agree.
I'm really glad that deal, the Saban, when he tried to buy that back, I'm really glad that fell through, because that could have been really bad.
Thank God they're all poor now.
Right, Brian?
Zimbabwe in the dirt.
Absolutely.
That's things that would happen in a bright timeline. But you know, it was really awesome last year for Dino Force that they got Kelson Henderson to play Gray. And whoever played Toby playing Cyan. I don't remember his name, but I don't think any other Dawsons would.
It was so great that they got JDF back again. I mean, that guy is like the most humble person I've ever met. He's a fantastic person.
Can you believe he gave all his money away to charity and is now just living on the streets?
I mean, he exemplifies what it means to be a Power Ranger, and JDF is just a role model and an inspiration to us all.
And he was instrumental in bringing down Benta and his stealing banners ring. That's a thing. It's a real thing.
I look forward every day to his various Instagram posts.
They're just so uplifting and, you know, never pompous.
I gladly gave him my $10.
You know what else I'm really glad about?
What did you give him $10 for?
I just love being interrupted. It's so bright and happy.
Sorry, I just didn't know what he gave him $10 for.
It's okay, everything's happy and bright.
Because I followed him on Instagram. Why wouldn't you give him $10?
Hey,
I don't know.
I have that urge all the time.
Does anybody else feel like we have a gun to our head like Brian in our first review, making us act bright?
Absolutely not. This is how I act on a general basis.
What? No, I don't think JDF's holding a gun to our heads. He doesn't use guns at all, ever.
No.
I'm just happy to be living in a world where Sentai, Rider, and Power Rangers have just been fantastic every single year.
And Adnes' adaptation of Denno was excellent.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
I'm so glad that
they were American adaptations of Kamen Rider, there we go.
Power Rider. That would have been
great.
A dark timeline.
Dragonite kicked it off, and they're just keep on going and amazing and bright.
That Kabuto one is still my favorite, though. The way they incorporated all those riders.
You know, I was really glad that Superhero Taisen turned out to be far better than we ever anticipated. But I'm also glad that they haven't done it again since.
Yeah, it certainly was the best Toku movie I've ever seen in my life.
Mm-hmm. That happened. And thank God he's in his seventh season. Everything's
It was a real solid reason those Kamen Riders and Sentai were fighting each other. I'm so glad that they found a way to do it. That was just so believable and made sense in a story way. And the characters, you know, there weren't too many of them just mucking up the whole timeline.
I love everything. Oh, look.
Everything is awesome.
Oh, that was... Everything seemed to be going good in that timeline, but it also seemed like we were acting. So I couldn't help but know. I think maybe with someone threatening us. Was it whoever threatened Brian to start his videos? I don't know.
Might have been JDF. I don't know.
I don't think we were acting at all.
That timeline seemed too good to be true. Probably is.
Probably.
Well, we're at the big finish here. I thought for the big finish, we would tune it into the darkest timeline. So let's just out of curiosity, for a good laugh, if everything went absolutely wrong, let's see what would happen. All right, let's tune it in.
Now traveling to the almost darkest timeline.
God damn it, I put it to the wrong timeline. This is the almost darkest timeline.
Good job, asshole.
Now, admittedly, I'm kind of curious as to what the almost darkest timeline would be like. Like, how almost? What was better about this than the dark timeline? Let's find out. All right, so 1-ups, it's my turn. I got some really fun attachments for my arm today. I mean, I got a hook, because, you know, classic. I also got a Pabu plush that just goes on my arm, because adorbs. And then I just got one that looked like a hand. I don't know, because I couldn't think of anything else funny. I also got some ones I shouldn't mention, because they're kind of dirty, but you know how that goes.
Yeah, ha ha ha, whatever, Dawson, no one cares.
You know what, Aerosol? I don't want to hear any crap from you. You're the one that ate a Flaming Forze doll, idiot.
Kevin was the one who gave it to me.
Brian, what are your 1-ups? I can't even deal with this anymore.
Can you tell that I got a streak in my hair?
Oh my god, again with the streak in his hair. Every day.
Aerosol lost his voice. Kevin's dead. And you put a streak in your arm? Congrats, Britta. I mean, Brian.
It's green and I love it.
Look, I thought you sounded better when it was blue.
Well, green just fills me with power.
Yeah.
Your face. You left me for dead back there.
Oh my god.
What? I thought he was dead.
Yeah.
No, I'm not dead. I am 100% alive.
I'm gonna fucking kill every last one of you.
Not me though, right?
I'm
you
green.
First.
I can't die.
Why me first?
Because
you're the one that gave him the flaming Forze doll.
Yeah, I thought we were buddies. I mean, you gave it to me.
I liked my flaming Forze toy.
Oh.
And he ate it.
Look,
you
I
bastard.
Say we all stop fighting and we just commit to this dark timeline thing. We put on some fake mustaches and go corrupt the other timelines. That bright one sounded shady already.
Yeah. Fuck those
yeah.
guys.
Well, that sounds dangerous. We better get out of here before they hijack our time machine.
Yeah, that could end badly.
Terrifying. Seriously.
I kind of like it here.
Brian looked terrifying with that green streak. I didn't want to say anything. I don't know how other me wasn't intimidated by it. Seriously. It was dark.
But I feel that, very at home here.
That Pabu attachment.
Is that weird?
A little bit.
You didn't even have a voice. All right, hold on, guys. I think they spotted us. We better go. Let's go to the actual darkest timeline, because that seems like a good plan after being scared by the almost darkest timeline. This narrative is terrible.
Bye, evil aerosol. I'll miss you.
I want you to say bye to yourself now. Just that'd be great. Sorry. Anyway, okay, let's go.
Now entering the darkest timeline.
Shit, that guy just took us home.
This is definitely home because everything's exactly how I left it, and there's no other us's here.
That's disturbing. I mean, I was missing an arm in the other timeline. I mean, this must be a pretty bad timeline.
Oh, wait, I think I found a penny. No, it was just a bug. We are home.
Damn. I saw, you know, me in the brightest timeline pick up a penny, so I wish that was the real one, even though we did seem forced. Well, you know what? I didn't care for you and the CS Toys podcast timeline because you didn't exist.
And I just really want to go back to the Shukun Shinobi podcast timeline. I really kind of liked it there.
Yeah, there was so many bits that I enjoy that I remember clearly right at this moment that they totally just happened and not at another time.
I feel like we missed out on a couple of timelines. Like,
oh,
I feel
yeah,
like,
that 90s one.
I feel
like
they're... God damn it, Dawson.
Sorry. Crap.
Oh, this truly is the darkest.
We missed out on 90s shenanigans.
Should we go back? We got time.
I think we should.
All right. Well, I think we only have enough for one more trip, though. All right. This is the last. I wanted us to end on that dark one, but I guess this one will be fine.
Now entering the 90s. Wah, 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 wah.
Hold on. I slipped and I typed the wrong timeline in. Let's do that again. Can't wait to hear that in the voice. Okay, let's try this again. Let me try to not smile for a minute. Because you can't smile when you're typing.
Now entering the 90s timeline.
This is a timeline where we just got stuck in the 90s. This should be funny.
Like, how does this even work? Are we, like, just perpetually always stuck in the 90s? Like, it's 99 and all of a sudden we're back at the 1990? Is that how this works?
I think society just never moved on.
Oh, that sounds actually like it could have happened.
Let's see. All right, I went down to Blockbuster Video today and I picked up the new volume for Power Rangers Megaforce.
It's snap!
It's pretty sweet, but the fucking jerk didn't rewind it. It's like, be kind, rewind.
Exactly.
I mean, come on.
I hate that.
That's just VHS etiquette. You always rewind your tapes.
Luckily, I ate a bunch of Dunkaroos to cheer me up because Dunkaroos are the best in any timeline or year.
Did you have some surge with those Dunkaroos?
Oh, hell yes. It was like Tantrum, but with surge. And where would Tantrum even come from? And, you know, I had to do a school project today trying to figure out if Jack Black existed. And no one knew what I was talking about. They said, who's Jack Black? I'm like, has he been born?
Man, everybody else in your class be bugging.
I know, right? I mean, I just laid down some fat beats and I explained it to them in a musical number.
Y'all be loving them fat beats.
They all helped me with the research on the encyclopedias.
Damn, man. Skippy.
That's why I went down to the library to do some research.
Brian, I heard your Gigapet is doing well.
Oh, absolutely. I take care of it every day. And, you know, I went down to Funko Land and met up with some other Gigapetters. And it was just absolutely terrific. We had a ball. We played Giga Catch with them. And it was amazing.
I did something similar the other day. I went to some friends to the Discovery Zone.
God, that place I haven't is been awesome. There in forever.
Discovery
I
Zone
love that
best.
Slide.
You could just dive into a bunch of balls. Well, you could.
Sounds like the kind of thing you'd be into.
I mean, I just get my overalls on and, you know, put my tie-dye shirt on underneath and I just dive right into the balls 90s style.
You stole my wardrobe.
Sorry. But
look, I had the wardrobe first and then you went and freaking steal it. Yeah.
Well, we could do the second remake of The Parent Trap. Unless that was done in the 2000s, which never happened. I mean, I love that it's always the 90s. Who's Lindsay Lohan? I don't know who's that. I don't know.
Oh,
so,
man.
Kevin, I heard you're still playing that Pokemon's. Were they on, like, the 10th remake of Red and Blue?
You damn straight, son. Kanto forever.
First I heard they added, like, two more pixels. I'm like, what? They thought about adding more Pokemon, but they're like, 151's where it's at.
It really is. I mean, when you get beyond that, you're running out of ideas. You're scraping the bottom of the barrel. It's just no good, man.
I'm thinking of picking up the new Nintendo 64 U, because Pokemon Stadium 112 is going to be great. I don't know why there's that many of them. They started updating them every Sunday, so, but it's been worth it because they add new features, like just new features. Okay, I couldn't think of any of the features off the top of my head, but. They got some great ones.
Them new features will jack you up.
For real.
Bitch, you be tripping.
I don't have a
list. Shiz on my bezel.
Fat beats.
I'm going to go get my freaky freak on.
Okay, now, let's see. We've got enough nonsense, guys. I think it's time we take another videotape or whatever we do. Oh, it's our favorite friend, the old-timey miner. What does he have to say?
I forgot how to do that voice.
Oh, his wife's with him, and she's an Asian monk.
Oh, thank you. I'm looking at the prospector for you. A prospector husband. Come, our guys, your question. Well, it's time to go on down to the prospecting mines and find us some gold here in 1889.
Bobby Boucher? Gatorade. I'm sorry, I shouldn't taunt our caller that can't interact with us.
This old man's a player, though.
He's sick, though. He's coughing. What's his question? This might be his last question, guys.
Well, you know, I'm getting on in my years here, looking for gold up in the hills of South Dakota.
Oh dear God! What is that voice? Oh, sorry, I left on Alex Mack. That seems correct. Hey, let's get to the question and quiet down, Alex Mack. Let me find the mute button on this television. I mean, this television is a box and not flat, so you can tell I'm in the 90s. Okay.
All right. Okay, Prospector, what's the dealio?
Kind of submitted the diphtheria. I need to find out how to cure it. Do you boys
know? He didn't have a question. All right, it seems like that was his last tape. Unfortunately, he did not make it. Rest in peace, Prospector, 1999 to 1999. But Alex Mack, we're going to have to shut this down because you won't shut your whore mouth up. You dig?
Word.
Every fourth.
That never happened.
What? Who's Jim Gaffigan?
I don't know. Why are we still here?
I don't know.
I think that was worse than the last time we were there.
I know. It's like that. It was just like the 90s. Like everything looked like it, but it seemed like we were faking it. I mean, like we'd be really good at faking sex at any time.
So is the prospector like their Kiefer? I'm not sure I'm grasping this.
And the other timeline keeper's an old prospector? Then who was the Asian chick? Is that Chris? No, yes. It's Chenix. It was Chenix. Obviously, Chenix married Kiefer in the other timeline, and he's Asian. Now I wonder what alternate 90s Chris is like.
French.
I bet he's like the Oprah of that timeline.
French and very straight.
Oh,
why did alternate aerosols alpaca have a brown color to it? I'm not sure.
Joke is going nowhere. I was watching him. All right. Well, I guess we should travel back home.
Now traveling back to the darkest timeline.
Alright, so we're back. Dinosaur story. This time it's an old reference.
Does the computer really have to keep calling us the darkest timeline?
Well, it is home. I put in home and it said that. It was being a jerk.
The computer's kind of a dick.
I know, right?
You know, Dawson, you kind of missed that button with the fucking soundboard.
Oh, God damn it! Damn it, me! Damn
yeah.
It! This is the worst.
And all these transitions make it impossible for us to go back at a later date and put in another timeline that we may have missed.
Would this be an RR anniversary without us forgetting timelines? And I said we only had one trip, but I was just kidding. That's canon now. We have as many trips as we want in case I forget another timeline. Let's hop back in, everybody. Kevin, grab the beanbag.
I'm really tired of having to pack and unpack every time we do this.
I'm so sorry. All right, well, let's see. What's the timeline the computer wants to take us through?
Now taking you to my timeline.
I guess I'm the, because he hosts it. Damn it, Brian, you're breaking character.
Okay. I'm not breaking,
character.
I don't have a character to break. I was just legitimately confused on why a computer has a timeline.
Okay, well, because this is
apparently, I am in character.
According to the information on this fake computer that doesn't really exist, it says that this is a timeline in which we just let the computer, Antoine Dot, the soundboard, and Datus take over.
What can go wrong?
This should be interesting. Let's take a look.
So, what did you guys think of what Michi pulled off this week?
Well, obviously we have a rapist in Lincoln Park. He's climbing in your windows. He's snatching your people up, trying to rape them. So y'all need to hide your kids, hide your wife, and hide your husband because they're raping everybody out here.
It wasn't a very constructive timeline.
Did people actually listen to that?
I don't know. I mean, I can't look at the numbers from here, but I mean, Datus was underperforming. There was a big pause between Well and Obviously, because clearly whoever operating the soundboard had a hard time finding the other button. Don't know who that was. It wasn't me. It was probably other me, though. That makes sense, because there are other me's.
Well, you know, there wasn't an aerosol in this timeline either.
Well, that's because
did they not want me part of their podcast? I mean, come on. I thought I got along well with Antoine.
Well, he was clearly mad at you.
Antoine's kind of
oh, God, he got in here. Get out of here, Antoine Dodson soundboard. Damn it. He's going to snatch your people up.
For real?
No.
He's trying to take Dodson.
He's trying to kill me. Help.
He's going to rape us.
You are so dumb.
Hey, how dare you? How dare you?
He clearly knows Dawson well.
Just so we left fingerprints. Well, they're just going to frame it on us from that timeline, so who cares? Let's get out of here.
Now going back to the darkest timeline. Again.
Is that it?
Can we stay here this time, please?
Did we forget anything? Brian left the bag here in that other timeline, but whatever.
You had what the list, leave? Dipshit.
No. The beanbag chair. You know
oh,
what?
Damn it, I like
should
that
write
chair.
Write down the 90s timeline, okay? Just, okay?
Buy a new one.
Okay. Well, that was fun. We hope you enjoyed that adventure into other possibilities.
Can we never do that again?
I wish we could have gone to the chocolate timeline.
There was no chocolate timeline!
Do you have enough gas? I kind of want to go there.
What would the dialogue even be?
I love the idea that our time machine runs on gas.
Oh, yeah. We don't want to be one of these hippies. We're not getting a hybrid time machine.
Ooh, we should have gone to the hippie timeline.
Oh, man. I imagine the chocolate timeline is actually just us watching Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. It'd be pretty boring because it's just us watching it.
I'm really okay with that.
I love Johnny Depp. He's sexy.
Wait, hold on. I'm looking at the list now. There's an all Kevin's timeline. That just seems really hazardous.
I wouldn't mind going to that because I wouldn't have to do anything whatsoever since it's all Kevin's. I would just click go.
I'm the sexiest man alive.
I think we got the gist of it. We don't need to go. What does that list have, Aerosol?
Huh?
That's one of the timelines were on this list you have. I just did quotes. You couldn't see me.
Oh, no. It's just I'm looking at the panel right there. You see it? I'm pointing at it right now with my finger. Yeah.
I can totally see you.
I can't see it over your head, Dawson.
Oh, sorry. I'll duck.
Thank you.
Did you hear me?
We're the same height.
No, we're not. I'm taller than him.
That's not you.
I am taller than him.
Really?
Ryan, how tall are you?
5'7".
5'10". Boom.
Wait, there's a Gabu Gabu Tira and Friends timeline?
Oh my god, yes.
Okay, I'm just going to scratch that one out.
My vagina.
Damn.
Gabu, 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 Tira, and Friends.
No, we're not going to that timeline.
Damn it, I missed that show so much.
I'm exhausted from all of the misplanning we did.
Can we just... let's just... We'll stop for now. We're shutting down the time machine. That was the time machine turning off noise.
We're going to put that into storage or maybe on eBay.
Right there. Oh, I like the eBay idea.
Get big money for it.
I'm pretty sure it's only programmed to our timelines, so whoever takes it is going to be in for a real treat.
You'll have to like go a long way to find yourself. Like if someone in China buys it, you're going to have to get like a plane ticket from a random joint land and just fly to your... I don't know what I'm talking about. Forget it. I'm done. I abandoned this bit.
This is how a time machine is supposed to work.
It's a timeline machine.
Oh, okay.
I'm pretty sure joint land is where Dawson lives.
Can't you see up there at the top it says time machine and then there's a little like arrow that says line to the side because they forgot to add it.
Brilliant. Why are we not leaving?
I don't know. I don't remember what segment comes after this from all the time travel.
The one that ends the show.
Oh, now it's time for...
Final thingies! Non-MP3.
Alright, well, I hope...
I have a thingy, it's not final.
Well, I hope you enjoyed our anniversary special. We decided to do that fun little bit, and as much as you might think that put on, we legit traveled to those timelines. This is real. This is real life, so... but we hope you enjoyed...
Real, just axe Deno.
This ain't no game.
Yeah, let's axe him. We look forward to another fun season, and, you know, thanks for listening and all that stuff, and...
We gon' manage
you! Oh, crap! He made it back with us! Hurry!
Hello, and welcome to the season... No, that just sounded bad. Hold on.
Yeah. Two car dealery. Thanks, dealin' Doug.
You're like, oh shit, where'd it go?
I also want to point out that comment originally said, watching Ghost Sager, not watching Ghost Sager, but Dawson watched it.
Yeah, I saw that too. Because I wish it would have kept it. Because that's like classic Jeff mixing us up. Whoa. What the hell? Your girlfriend really snoring tonight.
She went in the other room because she got mad because I was talking.
Well, I don't think she understands how a podcast works. Need to keep your hoe on a leash. Oh,
yeah, that's not going to work. I'll let you tell her that, though.
Now arriving at the CS Toys podcast timeline. Shut the fuck up, Kevin. I am announcing the timeline.
Yeah, I guess so.
Thanks, Brian, for being fresh with us. Whatever, I don't give a fuck. Okay. Just a fair warning, Chris. The voice I'm using as a Gilmon voice is going to be dubbed over later with the computer.
Okay.
It's so that Brian can pick it out. So if I just start suddenly talking like that, don't be confused. All right, here we go. Everybody in character?
I'm the character of me.
Kevin, you're dead. Oh, I mean, actually, you're not dead. Kevin's just eating cookies. Just pretend you're eating cookies.
Who's cookies?
Oscars. I don't know. anyway, all right.
Oscar Mayer makes cookies. All right. They taste like wieners.
Oscar Mayer, wiener lover. Sorry. I shouldn't have said. Too many bits. Okay. Here we go. We're back in yesterday.
Puns.
But what we can offer you for this podcast is free delivery. Damn it, you guys. So wait. No, okay. We're going to have to edit around this part. Brian, that's supposed to be your part. Just say
it was my part. Okay, I'm sorry.
Everybody's just quiet. Like, free delivery. This guy's smoking.
Well, then we already offer free delivery?
Yeah, well, you're supposed to say we offer free delivery, and then I say we already offer, and then you say they don't know that. Okay. That's one of the distinguishable bits. I feel like I'm doing this for all five people that watch The Office. And this is unappreciated work.
I
think you're doing it for yourself.
Yes, I am.
I think this should be left in.
This will be in the bloopers.
What am I supposed to say?
Damn it, Brian. Just perfect role for Michael Scott. Okay, hold on. My face hurts from smiling.
Brian's Marlon Brando in The Godfather. He needs cue cards right off camera.
Okay, you're just supposed to say what we can offer. We can offer you with this podcast is free delivery. And then I say, we already offer free delivery. And then you say, they don't know that. It seems less funny the more I have to repeat it.
Just make him an offer. He can't refuse.
Oh, God. Okay. I got this now.
Bonk. Bonk. So knocked Kevin out. He was getting obnoxious.
Oh, Lord.
Now entering the nine. Hold on. I slipped and I typed the wrong timeline in. Let's do that again. Can't wait to hear that in the voice. Okay, let's try this again. Let me try to not smile for a minute. Because you can't smile when you're typing.
Kevin.
No, that's not right. We're going to get this until it screams, and then Brian's going to edit it correctly. And you quiet down, Cordy.
That's going to take, like, six tries to get
it to
scream.
Brian, don't forget to edit this part. Damn it, Datus.